Try the number one
gastroenterology
test. Align.
Home improvement project you want to do? Take it on. Waste Management's new Bagster bag can take on the waste. The Bagster dumpster in a bag can handle as much renovation waste and debris as you can throw in it. Drywall, cabinets, sinks, clutter, up to 3,300 pounds worth. Schedule collection from Waste Management, and it's gone. Take it on with the Bagster bag, official sponsor of cleanup season. Plan your spring cleanup project at thebagster.com today.
Do you think you really know your loved ones?
It was love at first sight.
Maybe you do.
He made me feel like I was beautiful, amazing.
And maybe you don't. Real stories of deception.
He tried to say he really loved me.
Betrayal.
Stay away from this man.
And murder.
They had evidence.
By the people they thought they knew.
All of my worst nightmares came true.
The Devil You Know. All new series Wednesday, June 15th at 10. Only on Investigation Discovery.
Now playing on DirecTV Cinema.
Comes a comedy about what guys think they know.
The Where Are You text is like saying, I want to have sex with you. I just need to know how drunk you are.
And what girls really want.
Did you just open the car door for me? No one's ever done that for me before. Do it again.
Welcome to the new world of relationships.
You want to use each other for sex?
No strings attached?
Yeah, I could do that.
We're sex friends.
That's not possible.
No strings attached.
Movies start at channel 125.
You value your friends. So does DirecTV. Meg's worth $100. So are Mike, Carol, Bob, Jim, and Kay. For every friend you refer to DirecTV, you get $100 in bill credit. And then they get $100 in bill credit on top of our best offer. Just give your account number to your friends and have them call 1-877-4-100-EACH. They must have your account number when they order. Refer up to 10 people and get $1,000 in bill credit. Then celebrate and watch the Benjamins stack up.
Sometimes I need to deep clean my carpet right away. Like when Mom suddenly decides to come to visit. We didn't really have time to rent a machine, so we just used what we had on hand. Honey, where are you? Marco?
Hola.
Fortunately, Bissell has a better way.
Own a Bissell ProHeat 2X, and it's there when you need it. It has dual brushes and a built-in heater for a deep down clean. And it out-cleans traditional rentals. It's deep cleaning when you need it. The Bissell ProHeat 2X. Bissell. We mean clean.
Distracted driving. It accounts for 25% of car crashes. Music, cell phones, food, the list goes on.
This is why safe driving is so important.
Correct.
And it's why the best agents help safe drivers get a lower rate.
Oh, exactly.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Quality inclusions than any other resorts on the planet. Book now. Save up to 65%. Call 1-800-SANDALS.
The shocking crimes you know. The new details you haven't heard. True Crime with Aphrodite Jones. All new. Thursday at 10. Only on Investigation Discovery.
And now, back to the man who loves all of his fans, except the ones playing hard to get. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the show tonight. We got it started. Miss Brenda goes into the break. And that was a fabulous phone call. I'm telling you. Y'all need to tell y'all friends. Call in the number 347-989-8310 because we are now on a topic. We're supposed to be having my girl Sierra in here, but I think we are having our wires mixed up. But it's okay. Oh, I see her on the line. I see her on the line. Now we got to get a video up. What we're going to discuss, and I'm going to bring her in just a second, but Brenda got it started. We're going to make Sierra's segment, and then we're going to come back.
with this. Brenda got it started, and we talked about the whole idea of the Black Queen and all these things that encompass this show. And this one is going to be probably a very deep one. I hope it gets very deep. And the whole idea of this queendom, one of the callers earlier said, a little bit of the problem is this. A lot of these women want to be queens, but their queendom is devoid of a king. We don't want to treat each other well. And we've become, and I'm advertising for one of our shows coming down. We've become combatants, not companions. And that's also inside my book, Boaz or Bozo, which was going to have Bishop T.D. Jakes write the foreword. So I guess that's pretty much out of the woodworks. That ain't going to happen. But I'm okay with it because I've become who I've become without the help of so-called celebrity. They've been on the show. I've enjoyed them on the show, but I do a show without them. I just thought instead of a celebrity, he was a pastor and a friend. But when we talk about this subject, there needs to be a king around. Name a successful society on this planet that has been led by a woman. And I mean a woman and a woman and a woman, not just a one-time thing, not just a one-off. See, this whole idea of this queen, to me, if you want the title, as somebody said in the last show, heavy is the head that wears the crown. If you want the title of being a queen, then you got to want the things that come along with being a queen. You got to want to act a certain way. And you know, I love Brenda. I can't wait to talk back with her. But we differ in our thoughts on the idea of, as a queen, or, you know, that you know, she could have 9-10 kids and she still should be able to refer to herself as a queen. Usually queens aren't self-appointed. So actually being a queen, other people's thoughts of you actually do matter. When you're a beauty queen, you're voted to be that. And they kick your ass out if you ain't doing the shit that you're supposed to be doing. That works. If you're not doing what the bylaws say, they kick you out. Oh, Lord, the phone's going to do again. This is the stupidest shit ever, y'all. I'm really sorry, y'all. I don't know what to say. But what I'm going to do right now is we'll do our segment. I bring in my girl, Sierra. And I don't know if we're going to have video or not. I'm hoping we do it. We can get something up. But, hell, I can barely get video up. So, video might be a fucking stretch. Let me bring in my girl, Sierra. Sierra, what's going on?
Hey, how are you? Yes, you seem to be having technical difficulties today.
Yeah, it is what it is. It just, I'm like, fuck it. I'm having difficulties with technical part, difficulties with the friend part.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of that. I've been here for about an hour, so I heard a little bit of that. But I don't really know what's going on there, so.
Well,
I can't comment. So.
What's going on is this. Okay, Bishop and T.D. Jakes, now I thought we were pretty good friends. And the show tonight we're doing is called Black Women Queens. I don't know what you're going to talk about as far as doing your segment, but I'll get you up. I'll put you up on game. And ladies and gentlemen, this is my girl, Sierra Triple X, the finest woman who I'm going to marry soon, hopefully. But anyway, but, you know, Bishop T.D. Jakes and I thought we were friends. We've been getting along very well. Everything was pretty cool. Apparently, during the show in which I was talking about Bishop Eddie Long, it bothered him that I was talking about Eddie Long.
Mm-hmm.
So we had stopped being friends, but, you know, they didn't tell me. And maybe you can tell me if anything's happened like this to you. Where you stopped being friends with somebody and you didn't even know that you did nothing to them and you didn't even know y'all weren't friends. See, this is how we found out. This is how I found out we weren't friends. one of the people from his church called me and said, we want Pastor to come on the 29th of this month, and we want the whole, you know, the whole cast that's going to be in the Manpower Conference that's going to be in Texas on the 11th. We want them all to come on your show on the 29th to give a basic preview of the show and to basically do a Q&A and talk about the role of the church in 2011. I said, sure. I got ready to set it up. And then another guy calls it, and we'd also like to advertise with you guys. I said, sure. This is great. So I set up all the advertising. I talk about it on the show. And then I get a call today, actually, that said, he can't make it, can't come on the show. And I said, well why not? He said you were talking about mega churches, and he don't want to come on your church, on your show. So he didn't tell me and didn't tell them that for a month, he thought I got a problem with mega churches, and so he don't want to have nothing to do with me. But he didn't tell me. So they tried to schedule him on a show that he had already been on before, that he liked, with a friend that they thought was his friend, just to find out that he came back and told them, no, I ain't, you know, I don't like him. When I didn't do nothing to him.
I have to honestly say, no, that has never happened to me. But I also don't have a whole lot of friends. I only have like two or three friends. And that's the people I think of as acquaintances. So you can't really do that with somebody who only thinks of you as an acquaintance. So
yes,
but
you're right.
It does suck.
Because, I mean, have you never had or seen like a group of people where one didn't know that the other one was upset with them? They didn't know. Like, have you ever had somebody that hated you and you didn't know? You thought y'all were all right, even if you thought y'all were just acquaintances. But you found out from somebody else that they didn't like you, and you were like, I didn't do nothing to them.
Well, yeah, of course. It's happened to everybody at some point in time or another. But, I hate to say it. I'm probably the most, as social as I am, I'm probably the least social person. So I'm just like, okay, fine, move on. I'm quick to go, okay, I don't really care. But that's my personality.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a shame. We should have at least told you. Or
and
sent
that's
you some kind of letter saying, hey, you know, I got beef with you.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's saying,
really like it.
Now it's saying I can't get you on whatever that thing was we were using last week. But it does say I still can pull you in on the Ustream. I don't know, we were having problems with that.
Okay,
because
I've actually been logged in for a while, and it just doesn't seem to be.
Yeah, there should be a little thing on that. It says co-host or whatever.
Reason?
Yeah, there's a little thing on that.
Yeah.
That says you want a co-host, you click on that, and it'll come up.
Oh, you didn't see me in there all the time?
No, I didn't see you, man.
I've been
That's
there
why
all
I was
the
like,
time.
No, I don't see you in there.
I've been sitting here all the time. Yeah, you're having technical problems. I've been in the co-host room for almost 30 minutes.
It's saying you're in there now?
No, I'm going to log back in because I just literally logged out about 2 minutes ago. I'm logging back
in.
I'm in there now.
Okay.
I'm there now.
They're telling me that they see you.
They do? Okay. Yeah, I've been here for a while.
They see you. Let's see if anything's coming up. Is there a picture there? I don't know what just happened. Did anything happen on your end? Okay, no.
No, I'm seeing nothing.
Yeah, I don't see your picture. I don't
Me
see
either.
Anything. They said they put you on air, but there's nothing there. Like your camera's not on or something. There's nothing there.
Yeah,
like if you're
my
watching
camera is
the show,
on.
Yeah, if you're watching the show, you'll see that little screen within the screen of you being.
Yeah,
there.
I know. It's not. Nothing's coming through. Is what I'm saying. It's not working for some reason. My camera is built into my computer, so it automatically comes on.
You need to get a side camera.
Mine is built right into my
The cameras
so
that are,
I'll
tell people all the time, the cameras that are built into the computers, they pieces of shit. No offense, but they're not very good. Usually you have to buy a second, because they don't put the best camera within them. They have good cameras, but they don't put the best ones in there. When you have a second or one that you can plug in, that's usually a better one, but it costs.
I hate to say that, but you're thinking of a PC, aren't you?
But true. I mean,
yeah,
true. You're right. Macs are supposed to have good cameras.
It's an HD camera.
Yeah,
it's
they're supposed to have
camera.
Good camera. I have a HD PC camera within my HP, but it's still a PC. But I don't ever use that one. Like last week, I pressed.
Yeah,
it
no,
once.
This one is pretty good. I don't know why it's not showing up on your thing though. And I'm also on Skype too, just to let you know. But you never logged in, so I'm still.
Yeah, it's
Skype
like
also.
They're saying they're having a problem with getting me to the Skype to get you on it. Like, they're having a problem getting me to it, and like, it won't log in. So that's between them. I have to sit here
and
just deal with what it has.
Yeah, and I don't know why the camera isn't showing it all right now.
That's nuts. Maybe it's going to something else.
It was showing it a little while ago.
I was going to say, maybe it's going to something else. Maybe it's pulling to something else. Maybe that's what it's doing. Maybe currently it's pulling to the Skype and not directing there. Who knows?
Well, but no, because it can't pull to the Skype because I didn't turn the video on the Skype yet. I haven't done
Can
that,
you see yourself on there? Does it say you're broadcasting?
No, that's
Did
what I'm saying. I know.
Okay, I was about to say.
I can't see myself. I could a few minutes ago, but I can't see myself anymore. I have been logged in for a while, and I could see myself the whole time until about 10 minutes
You
got to
tell me. We're going to get this thing together, people. We're going to get it together one of these Tuesdays. But let me, what do you want
to
talk about
okay,
this
Okay, so
week?
Back to me, because you know what?
Yeah.
I am taking all of the whole, let's see, we're taking the spotlight off of you right now. You forgot I'm an Aries. So I'm just going to take control right now.
Well,
I'm totally taking
control. I want to know what you want to talk about this week anyway, since we had such a good time last week.
That's just what type of businesswoman I am. I walk into the room, and I decide that what I'm going to do.
Well, we've had such a good time the last couple of weeks, so I'm like, you can have at it.
Right on. Okay, so, you know, if you remember last week, we ended up on treating our business like a business and not a hustle. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, I do.
You do? Oh, cool. So you didn't
Everybody kept asking me about, you know, the little wording of it's a business, not a hustle.
Okay, so hey, did anybody read my blog, or is it only me that reads my blog?
Well, no, you got to let us know when it's up.
It's up, hon.
It needs to be up on your site so I can tell people to go into your site to see
it
and have it on
my
site,
y'all.
Too.
It's been up since yesterday, so it's up on my site.
You know you don't like talking to
me. You can check it out.
Well, you don't like talking to me. You don't like talking to me.
I've been having phone problems
today
too. Speaking of technical difficulties, but it might be because of the cloud that's been around my house lately. So, but and I do mean actual clout. but I don't even realize, yeah, what do you mean? No, I actually mean there was a cloud that settled over my house today.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been having phone problems today for some reason. But anyway, so I was like, is it a business or not a hustle? And so, you know, and more than anything, I think the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because that it really disturbs me how people approach this business. And let's say, again, this is called the porn business, not the porn hustle.
Mm-hmm.
And jumping in and jumping out of something and expecting, you know, oh, I'm just going to do this really, really quick and get a little bit of money on the side and jump out. And we're just, I mean, that's just not something you should be doing with the porn industry. I mean, you have to remember that this is giving a little bit of yourself to everybody. And I never understand girls who do a movie just to pay a cell phone bill.
Yeah.
Or do some, I'm just going to, and you'd be surprised how often I hear this story. Oh, she just needed some rent this month, so she decided to shoot a porn movie. Like, really? Really? And you think nobody's going to find out about this, right? And then even if you are in the industry, you know, you're shooting, girls get in so young, which is, you know, sometimes good, sometimes bad. It depends on, you know, the mentality of the girl. But when you get in the business, you have to remember that you're a commodity now. And treat yourself as such. You're a commodity, and you're also your brand and your product. And treat yourself as such. And always think of it as a business. This is not a hustle. This is not, you're not on the street hustling for a few dollars. You're not doing something illegal. A hustle is something you've done illegal. You're paying taxes on this. Treat it as such.
Why do you think
so
many people? Why do you think so many people do not? And especially in your industry, one, they think it's something that it's gotten to the point where they think anybody can do it. Like you said, you just need your rent paid. Just jump in there and do it. Because if you gotta be honest. Back when you started, porn still had a stigma to it. It wasn't something you could come out. I mean, people were using fake names and stuff like that. Now you got people actually telling you who they really are. They run around. People know them now. You used to didn't know them.
Exactly.
So it's changed to where the...
Yeah, you didn't know. People who think of things as a hustle like that are thinking, I said, you know, as I said in the blog, and I was just saying, get out of the 20th century and get into the 21st century. This is not a hustle. This is a business. And you seriously need to think about what you're doing and the quick fame, because yes, you're going to get famous a lot quicker than like when I started. When I started, you didn't have the internet.
Right.
Yeah. Not everybody saw your movies immediately.
Yeah,
your
you could still live
there.
A regular life, and nobody would know what it was you did.
Incognito.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to get known for something, you really want to be known for doing that one quick movie, or the girl who went out there and did a bunch of different movies and, you know, made a business out of it and made some money, and then decided to go and do something else.
Well, you're right, and that's what I've never understood. Like you said, it's going to be big enough to where everybody's going to know you. You don't have the ability like you did, like you said, in the 20th century, where you could do it, nobody would know you did it, you'd have your rent paid, and you'd go on about your life, and nobody knew. Well, now somebody's going to know. So if you're going to enter a business in which someone's going to know, then why not be, like you said, turn it into a business, not just this, hey, aren't you the girl that got fucked by eight dudes for one movie? And then when,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
My prime example is, do you really want to be one of the girls, two girls in a cup walking down the street? Because trust me, I'm sure a lot of people recognize them.
So how do you go about making sure that, especially in your industry or anything else, that the people approach it and go about it? Or what would you advise them if they're going to walk into
personally,
it to make sure they
are the same advice. It's the exact same advice you advise anybody who's going into a new business. Start off with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. Start off with a plan. Have a plan of what you're going to do. Have a 2-year plan. Have a 1-year plan if you just want to do it for a year. Have a real plan.
When you decided to get back into it, what was your plan? When you said you wanted to come out of retirement, what was your plan? Yes.
I would tell you, but I'm not ready to reveal that yet.
Oh, you'd
and
have to kill me first?
The truth.
You could tell me, but you'd have to kill me first?
Yeah. And the other thing is, you don't always tell everybody what your plans are.
Okay. I just thought you might want to share, but I understand what you're saying.
No,
the same thing with me.
I'm not sharing my business plan with the world. I don't need your copy of me. And I don't need people beating me to anything either.
That is true. That is true.
Remember, this is a business that I run. I am my own company, my own brand. So I'm definitely, like KFC, I'm not going to reveal my 5 ingredients.
That plan stays close to me. All right, so KFC got 11 herbs and spices, and you got 5 ingredients to success. I like that. So, but that's messed up because you can't give it out. And well, you need to write a book. Your 5 ingredients to success.
Yes, I do.
That way they have to buy it at least.
At least you'll be able to buy it. Yes, but yeah, no. I keep. I have a plan. When I first started, I said my comeback. My plan for that. Not telling that to anybody right now. But
right.
I knew when I got into the business when I first started, I knew already that I was the only black girl with natural tits. That wasn't
right.
by coincidence. I knew exactly what I was doing when I left for California. I knew exactly what producers and what directors I was going to be meeting with before
so
I left.
So you
home.
Knew the game before you got in it?
I knew it before I even went out there. I knew exactly what I was going to do. And I did exactly what I said I was going to do.
Well, don't you know how many women that there are, especially women, because it affects women more than guys. It does.
Yes,
I'm tired of having that discussion about women trying
to
tell me it's the
yes,
same. Yeah, they say it's the same as that. No, it ain't. A nigga could fuck a whole bunch of women in a porn and still go get married and nobody question it. He
exactly.
a player. A woman do that. They like, boy, you know who you married to?
Exactly.
There is a big difference. So you did something that a lot of people don't do, which is study the industry. Why do you think so many people can walk into something of this magnitude? Because understand, porn isn't like becoming a secretary at your local plumbing company.
No, it's not. It is not. It's
so
when you, I always tell people when they first, and I always, when I hear people going, oh, I want to do porn, I want to do this, seriously think about it, because this is not just something you get into lightly.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to just change everything.
Why don't you seriously
think about it before you go, oh, this is what I want to do.
Why don't enough people look at it that way and say, hold on, if I'm going to get into something this serious, and this goes back to this whole queen thing we were talking about tonight about, if you take time out to get into something, nobody can make you feel bad. Again, if you know why you got in the industry, nobody can make you feel bad. Nobody can bring up
no
and throw something up in your face. Yeah. You will know because you can tell them, hey, not only is this why I'm doing it, this is what I'm doing it for. You can point to what you're driving, where you live, and the fact that if at the end of the day, you're just okay with yourself. Why do you think not
mm-hmm.
enough people do that?
Not enough people okay with themselves? Or
no, not enough people study the industry before they get in it. They get suckered into it.
Because I don't know, I don't really think they get suckered into it. Well, I take that back. There are a lot of people who get suckered into it, but a lot of people get suckered into everything. So you can't just say it's the porn industry, they're getting sucked into it. They're getting sucked into things because they're young and silly.
Right.
and they have dollars.
But they believe, but you know what I mean by sucked into it is somebody will tell them, well, you know, you can do a couple of videos and then go back and work at the local grocery store and nobody will know. Well, because the internet,
well, see,
that'll never happen.
That's because you didn't pay attention. That's another part of not being mature enough to think about what you're doing ahead of time. That's not being suckered. That's immaturity. Because you should think ahead about that. How many porn movies have you watched? How many amateur videos do you really think you're not going to be seen at some point by somebody you know? I mean, it's, especially in this age. And it only takes one person.
Yeah.
It only takes one person, and that one person says a disease, three people, and then it goes on from there. So it's like wildfire. I mean, hell, by the time people found out I was doing porn, I had already been in the business for years. And they were like, oh, I saw you were in a movie. I'm like, yeah, I've been doing that for years. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mention that to you. I didn't think it was really any of your business, so I didn't tell you.
Right.
And, but nowadays, you know, you do something and within 2 months, somebody knows.
And to me, that's the scary part about the whole industry. If you were talking to a young girl right now, you were trying to get her to understand that this is a business and it is not a hustle and that there was a way to go about it, what would be one of the main things that you could tell someone young coming in this business to be able to make it a business?
Well, first of all, I always like to tell people, first of all, you know you've got to pay taxes, so you know this is a real business. This is not something that, you know, you're with different production companies. So more than anything, make sure that this is what you do. Make sure you have your education. Personally, I think you shouldn't do it when you're 18. You should wait till you're at least 21 or older. But
all
if
right.
you want to do that when you're 18, but think about what is it that you really want to do with the rest of your life. Is it something that you want to do with the rest of your life? Because to be honest with you, yes, it's going to follow you for the rest of your life. I mean, you could be 60 years old and that video might pop up. And now you got to explain yourself. You know, you never know. I mean, marriages have been broken over less, right?
Yes.
They've been broken over less. So you never know. And that's one thing I always try to stress to, especially people that come to my studio when I'm shooting. Is this really, if it's their first time, is this truly something you want to do? And realize that I'm going to put this out for the whole world to see. So is there anybody that you're like thinking, oh, maybe I should let them know now, because once we get started, there's no going back.
Have you ever thought about this, what you just said, which was, because I'm guessing it's bound to happen now. You get to be 60 or 70, people go back and look at the old movies. They go back and look at the old porn and see their grandma just getting it in.
Yeah. These things happen now. I hate to say it, but you're absolutely right, whereas that was not even conceivable before. That will happen. It will happen. Hell, Granny might still be making the tape for all we know. And I've seen a lot of Granny pages, so.
Yes,
all we know, Granny might be the one with the secret life. It may not be the young person. It might be Granny with the secret life.
You are right. A lot of hoods, cross-dressing and foot fetishes, yeah, and all this stuff going on out there. So everybody. And I think that's one of the things that people need to understand if they walk into the industry. They need to understand, one, that it makes money for a reason, that the people you think
yes.
aren't watching it are.
Yes, definitely.
So it ain't going to be no secret. Yeah, it ain't going to be no secret. Your pastor probably watched these porns, and he is going to see and notice you.
I know more outstanding citizens that know who I am than people who are not outstanding citizens.
You know what I'm saying? It's killers and thugs.
Why do you think I don't go to church?
It's killers and thugs have no idea who Sierra is, and pastors and senators got all her material.
Yeah, I know you. How do you know me? I thought you were supposed to be in church on Sunday.
Tell on themselves on an accident. They'll be like, you look familiar. Then you tell them what you do. Oh,
yeah.
No, I thought you were somebody else.
You know, see, I'm good about that. I don't even do that anymore. When people go, you look familiar, I go, really? Where do I look familiar from? I'm going to draw you into that. And they're going to be like, I don't know. I'm like, well, when you remember, you tell me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you who I am. I'm going to let you figure it out. For sure enough, in about 3 more minutes, you're going to remember, and you're going to look at me and smile. And we're like, yeah. And if they keep going on, I always say the same thing.
Last time you
saw me, one of us was naked.
Now, you talked about the whole idea of filling out taxes, W-2s and stuff like that. Have there been a lot of people in your business that's gotten popped by literally because I don't know how it works as far as, are there some places where they just pay you and they expect you to pay your own taxes, or do they take the taxes out because – go ahead.
I guess I always forget that being that I'm in the business, those people don't really know this. We are all independent contractors. We have to pay our own taxes.
1099.
So, no, the company does not pay our taxes, but we do file as independent contractors. So you do get those tax forms every within the end of the year from the studios and all that, and you should file taxes every 3 months.
So has been some people that got popped like that, didn't pay taxes, they didn't got their Wesley Snipes on?
Even myself, I have to say, have done it because I didn't really know how to pay the taxes at first. It's very different from doing, you know, the easy form.
Mm-hmm.
But those fines are hell. It's not
Don't
so much getting popped, it's when it's time to go pay those taxes or when you're ready to go buy your house or do whatever else with the money that you have now earned.
Mm-hmm.
And they catch up with you, and you have to pay those fines.
Damn it.
Because they tax those fines on daily.
Really?
So every time that you're – yes, those fines, they're daily. So for every day that you didn't pay, it just keeps going up and up and up and up and up. So, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Yes, this is not a hustle. It's a business. And all producers, all of the directors, they always turn in your paperwork, so you're not going to be under the radar. Even IRS knows what you do for a living.
Damn. So it's not like you working at like a bar or something and you can get away with it. They damn it.
No, you can't get away with it. Even the IRS knows what you're doing. This ain't like dancing or like stripping or anything where, you know, you can say I only made so much in tips.
Right.
They know exactly how much you made yesterday or how much you made last year or how much you made for the whole year.
Well, I guess, like you said, it's a business, not a hustle. And the people who are employing you have to make their job look legitimate. And they are going to pay their taxes because they're not trying to pay those fines, as you
exactly.
say.
Exactly. I'm not trying to pay your fines. You pay your own taxes. But it's like in any business, of course, you know, you see some people get roped into things and things like that. Really, that's a lot of – you were probably going to get roped into something anyway. That's just someone being silly and not paying attention. And, I mean, honestly, in this day and age, 18-year-olds, 21-year-olds, all of them – you all know more about the internet and internet businesses and seeing things on the internet and all that than the rest of us older folks, I hate to say. Because you've been living with this all your life. So you of all people should know how fast things reach the web and how fast things move now. And that things, little things cannot be hidden. So handle it the way you handle your business. Because your business in this business is you.
No, you're right. I like that. Now, you need to get us to the blog and need to have the blog so we can put it up on the site or so I can just direct them to your site so they can see the blog and read it.
Yep, and your people will probably notice there is I always leave a link from my blog to you stream. So you can always go and see our secret. And if you don't know exactly where you're listening to, just click on the link right above the article.
All right. And then, what I'm going to do, too, because I can't never get in contact with you, but I'm going to talk to you about how we can get all these people together and all of them into one place so they won't be looking like 99 different places to find stuff. Now, so we
got
to get
like
that
five
up.
I've got windows up now. I hate to say this. I'm like, is it Ustream, a blog talk, or this or that? So, yeah, I feel sorry for y'all, too. I'm in the same predicament. So.
Yeah, I got three computers in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I got three computers in front of me, plus the staff has theirs when they're putting the stuff up, so I don't even know how we do all this. But I want to ask you, because we're talking about the subject, and I want to get back to the people because they're flooding the phone lines, and they want to talk about this. So I'll ask you before we get into it, because you are a very knowledgeable woman. I asked a question about, has the Black Queen lost her throne? And the reason I asked that question is because there are a lot of Black women who call themselves queen. They always hear about these Black women are the queens of the earth and whatnot. And I keep wondering, what the hell does that mean? Do you know any of your friends that always talk about how Black women are queens or these lame-ass Black men?
No, I have no Afrocentric friends. I have no Afrocentric studio African friends.
Right.
And you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, and that's exactly what you're implying when you start saying I'm a queen and all this other stuff. In other words, you're being very Afrocentric and you think you came from some tribe in Africa where it made you queen. And I also have to agree with the fact that you can't really call yourself a queen until you know your lineage, right?
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
if you can't even figure out what your lineage is anyway, so how are you calling yourself a queen?
Amen.
I mean, really, if you really, and you're sitting up here telling me that, you know, like you said, like nobody, they don't even know what the mix is. We're not Black, we're this. Well, yes, I'm Black. Yeah, I've got a lot. I'm a mutt, aren't we all?
Thank you. White people don't go around trying to talk about they mix with Black, but we Indians don't go around talking about they got Black in them. But Black sure will claim other people. I mean, my people, my color were quick to tell you they mixed with Indian. Uh-huh. Why are you so quick to tell me you mixed with Indian? What Indian in your family is coming out saying, yeah, that's my cousin? I ain't never seen them. And it kills me when if your family member got a baby by somebody that's mixed, you now claiming, oh, yeah, you know, we got white Dutch Irish in us. No. Your
okay,
aunt.
That I have never heard, and I would just fall out laughing.
I heard a black girl tell me she got Dutch Irish in her.
I happen to be one of those black people that comes from a family of very mixed up people. So, and by mixed up, I mean there's we have a rainbow in our family. You come to our family reunion, you don't know what color you're going to see there. And you see somebody sitting over there just because they looked Indian or looked African or Hispanic or white doesn't mean they ain't part of the family.
Right.
But you don't hear me walking around talking about I'm half Jewish or half this. Yeah, I did grow up in a Jewish neighborhood, but I'm not Jewish.
Yeah, exactly. That's what kills me with these people. But when you when I'm talking about these people who are, and I say, well, how has the black queen lost her throne? All these women who are typically trying to force you to like what it is they do. I say this. I think it's because they don't like what they do. There was
I
a
have
woman,
to agree with that. If you have to force me to like what you do or tell me how you're all big and all this, then it's probably because you're trying to build up your own self-esteem.
Yes.
You know, you don't need me. You don't need to tell me that you're a queen. I tell you that.
Thank you. That's what I said. Queens
and
are acknowledged by their court.
That word was supposed to be used as a term of difference between a husband and his wife, to be honest with you. And that's why that whole thing came up with black people calling themselves queens. That's my queen. It's supposed to be in term of endearment, and because I love her and I praise her. And you can't be, I mean, doesn't a queen have a king?
Thank you. And Queen Latifah got another, she pretty much won another queen in her court. But I'm just going to throw that.
If a queen will have a king, even Queen Elizabeth, and we never talk about her husband, she had one too.
Yeah. And the
even
thing
she
is,
she was really head. She had
yeah,
one
she
too.
Was the, yeah, she was the head before she married a king. That's why you hear them talk about her as queen and ran a country, because she
right.
ran the country by herself
she
before
she
got a
husband. She ran the country by herself, but she had a king.
Yeah, and that's why I tell people, I say, you got to understand, the only time the queen actually ran the country was when the king wasn't there. That's
uh-huh.
it. When the king came, she gave back her power to him, and that was one of the reasons why it took Queen Elizabeth so long to marry, because she didn't want to get married. Matter of fact, one of the stories about Queen Elizabeth, which is a hilarious story, they say she used to fight her urges by going to the stables and sleeping with the horses.
Okay, now which Queen Elizabeth are we talking about, the first one or the one now?
No, not this one. This
okay.
one is different. I'm talking about the one that in history. The one in history,
yeah,
the one
the
that was a great queen.
Yeah, she did a lot
yeah.
to get to the throne. Because,
yeah,
because
she
right.
knew that once
it
I get married,
happened.
Yeah, because she knew once I get married, he retains the reins and I step into
exactly.
the back. That was the law.
That was
so
the law.
She just so she just prolonged marriage. And she liked dick, though. And she she said them horses.
And you know, now that I say that, and now that you've mentioned that, I hate to say this, but now that you've mentioned that, it also brings up another subject when you're calling yourself a queen. A queen is subject to her king.
Thank
you.
Did
you all forget that when you keep calling yourself queen?
Thank you.
There's still somebody above you.
But in our community,
and I know most women,
yeah,
when they're thinking queen, they're thinking, oh, yeah, I'm big, I'm all this, everything bows down to me. Everyone except for the king, you need to bow down to him.
And the thing is, we as blacks bastardize a lot of words. We bastardize mm-hmm. almost every word that we grab a hold of, we'll bastardize it. And I think queen is one of those. And the reason why I say it is because you got people who don't mind using this word. Just like thick. We bastardize thick because there's a lot of fat motherfuckers calling themselves thick.
Oh, I mean, that's a whole other subject I don't even want to go into, because that's one I can get on a soapbox about for a long time.
But that's what I'm saying. We got a lot of fat-ass people calling themselves thick. I got big titties. You got a big titties, big stomach, big neck, big feet. Everything on you is big.
But if you weigh over 180 pounds, you are no longer thick.
Exactly, unless you 6'5". And ain't too many of them running around. Yeah, ain't too many of them running around. So, but again, that's another subject. Like you said, I'll get black women mad at me about that. But this queen has become bastardized. Because, again, if you got three kids by three different men, you a lot of things, but queen ain't one of them.
Nope, you're not queen. A queen would never have a child out of wedlock.
Thank you. I'm not saying you're a bad woman. I'm not saying that you would make somebody
yep,
a good husband.
But you're not a queen.
Yeah, you're not a queen. Go if you're going to use the title, then use the title correctly. And these Negroes running around talking about they kings, and nigga ain't got no job. You ain't no king. The king's job was actually running the country.
The king has a job. He has several jobs.
You ain't no king.
Not only does he run the country, he's also in charge of the army and gets to ride out there with them.
Unless you live somewhere in one of the five boroughs, ladies, that's probably the only way you will ever be a queen. And fellas, unless your last name is king, will probably be the only time a lot of y'all will ever be king. Because what y'all need to understand is, in the days of monarchy, and even the monarchies that they have now, it ain't 99 motherfucking queens per square inch. So if it's a queen, that's it. So if y'all got five friends and one of y'all nicknamed queen, it can't be two motherfuckers in that group named Queen.
Hell, and like the bees, if you got more than one queen, one of them dies.
if you
one
the queen,
of them has
you,
to die.
Yeah, if you the queen, you better tell your friend she can't call herself queen on Facebook no more. She princess. We can't be queen. It can't be all these queens.
No, she's duchess now.
Yes, you duchess.
She'll be duchess now.
But we can't have all these queens running around. And that's my problem. Just because you African, and we're the queens of the earth, and we just throw bullshit around to make each other feel good. We're the first black people were black. Jesus was black.
You know, that's what happens when you watch way too much Shaka Zulu.
My thing is, why does it matter if the first man on earth was black? How does that help you now?
It doesn't help you in any way.
Because what that says is, because to me what that says is, if the first man on earth was black, how the fuck you let white people take over?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I didn't want to say that. I'm like, the first one was black. How the fuck did you let us come down this far?
So that ain't nothing to be proud of. That ain't nothing to be proud of. We love
the first one here.
Yeah, we love talking about how we used to own some shit. Did you ever
each one teach one?
But have you ever heard this? With black people, this is how we talk to each other. We will talk about what we used to have. Shit, nigga, I used to have two Bentleys and a big-ass house. Why do we love talking about what we used to have, what we used to do?
Mm.
I find myself doing, man, shit, I used to have all kind of hoes, nigga. Nah, I just, you know, just take what I can get.
Yeah. There's a country song like that, you know. I'm not as good as I once was.
but it's like, if you say that, that's not a good look. But when people say that, I've had people, I remember when I was young, when the old dude used to tell me, shit, man, I used to be hell at basketball too. And you see where it got me, I'm on the streets. So it was like they were trying to talk you out of being good at basketball, because they letting you know. Again, like I told a story in the last show, I had a girl who, she signed a modeling contract and was going over to Paris, and I was spending time with her before she went over there. You know, her mama told her right in front of me, I could have been a model if I hadn't had you.
Oh, that's mean.
And I said, damn.
That's just really mean. That's just jealousy peeking through. And that's understandable, because you know what mothers and daughters do. Well, it's not understandable, but it happens. Mothers and daughters compete. But that's mean.
I'm glad you said that, because when I say it, and again, most of the things that I say, people look at me like I'm crazy. I say this
all the time.
Yes, they do. You fuck around, get a handsome man that's a doctor, and she know the nigga that she fucked was just this old rat.
Because the mother is watching the youth that slipped. The mother is watching her daughter and her youth that slipped away.
Yeah. I say it all the time.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying there's something wrong with it, because, hell, every time I see a younger version of myself, I feel the same way.
I tell people all the time, men are more proud of their sons than women are of their daughters. Men love, because here's the thing, I wrote an article about how women can give up their the best years of their life to a man, but typically a man can't give up the best years of his life to a woman. And people say, well, I don't understand it. Well,
yeah, that's
a man,
very true, because a man's best years are always ahead of him.
Yep. Be a woman and hit 30.
Us.
Once you hit 30, that shit is different now. Ain't nothing to look forward to. Seriously, you ain't got nothing to look forward to with a woman over 30. You over 30.
Oh, hell no.
Serious.
No, you didn't go there.
I'm just
saying.
Excuse
me, you're talking to a woman over 30.
I know, but what I'm saying is, think about it.
You
there's
better
a lot
be in
of stuff.
House.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of stuff when you know, okay, if I get you right now, at say if you're 30, between 37 and 40, if I get you right now, Somebody else is going to say, man, when I used to fuck Sierra, when she was 23, she was bad, boy. She had them big old titties, and she had no stomach, and you know, she didn't have no fat on her, and she had no stretch marks on her. And,
actually,
and,
you know what? I hate to say that, but no, they're not going to say that, because I still look the same. And actually, I'm
everybody
badder
everybody
say
they
I
look the same. Well, let me give you, okay, well, let me tell you this.
And
then. All right, let's say you,
because,
okay. Let's say you look the exact same. Let me say this, and this is the truth. It's the equivalent of buying a nice used car. You still, if that car is 10 years old, looks the same as it did when it rolled off the lot, and it's only got a few miles on. Say it only got 100,000 miles on. Great shape. Here's the thing they do sell you that car with. No warranty. Because they know
so.
It's been on
you
the road
what?
10 years.
You did a very typical male thing. You just compared
okay.
me to a new car. And say,
what
I
am
know,
I supposed to say?
Because,
what
no,
I
but listen,
say
listen. This is where now, this is why women have complexes. You just compared me to a new car. A new car, as soon as it leaves a lot, loses its value. I didn't lose any of mine.
Yes, you do.
I got
you
better.
Lose your, oh, wait a minute. You trying to tell me you said it. Are you trying to tell me you would be the same as a woman that's 23 that has everything you has yet at 23? Because a man acknowledges.
No, I didn't say I was the same. Actually, I'm a
little
better.
But then you lost your value. Whoa, stop it.
I didn't lose my value. I gained more value.
Why are you better?
I'm better and more like a whole lot. Well, see, now I'm not saying every woman is like this. But see, in my particular case, I've honed myself to be a better person or look better always at the same thing because, it is also my job to be that way. But I know more now than I did when I was 20 and 21, but I'm still just as into sex as I was then. And I could still party hardy like I used to then because I still act like I'm 20-something years old. That's why most people think I'm only in my 20s.
But a man don't care
the
about
problem
no.
Women
the problem
with
is if I
and
if he
get
gets
settled.
But the thing is, if
and
I got
change.
You at 20. Well, the thing is, if I got you at 23. Say if we got married today and you were 23. Let me tell you what we could do.
First of all,
could,
if you had met me at 23, I wouldn't have married you at all. I wouldn't marry
just,
anybody.
I know. I'm just saying. What if I were to
be having a good time?
I'm just saying if you weren't. If I just met you, you were 23, we got married. Let me tell you what would happen. We'd be at a party and do all kinds of shit for 5 years. I could still marry you. You'd still only be 28. Have 2-3 kids with you. You'd be 35 uh-huh. when we got through having the kids. Then you'd still be 45 and able to go to the kids' school and say, this is your mama. Your mama ain't like
uh-huh.
You remember when we went to school with white? I went to school with white people. They motherfucking parents were old as fuck. I remember going
yeah,
to
because they started having
that's
kids
your
at 40.
Grandmama? No, that's my mama.
No, because they started having kids at 40.
Yes. So, but typically you think, you know, even doctors tell you that shit is risky. You're trying to get a 40-year-old woman pregnant, boy.
And see, that would be the one difference between having a 23-year-old wife and a 40-year-old wife getting pregnant. But
and the fact that, wait a minute, if she's 23, wait a minute, if you say you look the same today as you did at 23, that means whoever got you at 23, if they were still with you today, that means they enjoyed 17 years of you looking beautiful. I'm not going to get them. Wait a minute. But if
they
I get
would
you
have
today,
enjoyed, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yes, but if I get you today, I'm not going to get them same 17 years.
Actually, yes, you would. Because
no,
I'm
you're
like,
not
going to
look the same as 17 years if you do today.
You're thinking of a woman who lets herself go when she gets with a man. Oh, hon, I would definitely still look the same. And if you looked at my mother, you'd know that.
It's impossible that your mama looked just like you today.
Yeah, she does, actually.
Possible.
And we are competition for each other.
But you know that's rare, too.
And most people think that my mother is as young as I am.
But you know that's rare, too. I don't know too many late 50s, early 60-year-old women.
I haven't been, yes. Now, I'm not going to lie. That is rare. That is very rare because most women, even my age, don't look like I look.
Right. That's what I was about to say. Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife is
I'm lucky like that.
Wait a minute. Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife is still pretty. She looked better 17 years ago.
And she's every bit of what, 50, late 50s?
Yeah, she looked way better 17 years ago. She just did.
Uh-huh.
You look at another example. I love to look at Vanessa Williams. 17 years ago,
mm-hmm.
she was the shit, though. 17 okay. years ago, she looked a lot better than she does now. She don't look bad for her age. But once a woman hits 40, and especially once they hit 50, that shit don't get better. You don't still look like you looked at 30. Name some women you know right now in their 50s that look like, and I'm talking about in the business, that you see album covers of them where they fixed up and painted and all that shit. That they look as good as a 20-year-old. You don't see
that. Well, no, not every woman can do that.
And these are women with paint on their face. Again, a perfect example. This woman that had all this damn surgery. What's her name? Married to Ashton.
Who is that?
Ashton Kutcher, his wife.
Oh. Demi Moore
looked good for her age. When that bitch got on that webcam behind, when she got on that webcam when Ashton was trying to get them CNN followers and get more followers than CNN on Twitter, and she got on that behind him and she didn't have no makeup on, she got mad because everybody kept saying, damn, she look old. Got mad. And then she tried to pull the I look good for my age.
Well, I also hate to say this. We are comparing a white woman to black women, too, because I love y'all white people, but, you know, you do age faster than we do.
And they do. And the white women, once they hit 40, that shit look a mess.
I swear it's because you don't use enough lotion.
I'll tell you this, though. I'm going to tell you something about black women, though. I hear a lot of black women in their 30s talking about how fine they was as a teenager in their early 20s because they let themselves go physically.
Oh, yeah.
Black women let themselves go physically. They be fat than a motherfucker. Yep.
And that's what I was saying. Unfortunately, and the reason why I still probably look the same is because I never let myself go. And when I did feel myself let myself go, I'm quick to go to the gym. I'm quick to go and work out. I'm quick to go do all this. It takes a little bit of work to say it. It does take a little more work in the morning than it did when I was in my 20s. I could go and drink all night and go to the gym at 4 o'clock in the morning. Now we have to cut out the drinking all night.
Exactly. And that's all I was saying. Now, what I want you to do, because I'm up against it, I want you to tell them where they can find it, and then after the show, we're going to get together so we can get that thing up, so we can get you more people running.
I'll be here. Tell me so. Anyway, you all can find, everything you want to know about me, and anything I want to say on this show, we're going to talk about at SierraSecret.com. And all you got to do is click on the button that says Sierra's Sexy Secret, and it will take you right to everything we're going to talk about this week. And so forth and so on, and just click on the link. It's so easy, SierraSecret.com. And, just like clicking, I forgot what I was going to say.
And since you miss work the internet and stuff, we need to get you to be able to fix it to where, like, people will go to, like, a link on our page and then go straight to your page from that link.
Yeah, we got to go through that. Definitely go through that. Thank God I don't have any shows for a while and stuff, so we're going to be techies together. I'll put my glasses on and be all my sexy. I'll do my little sexy librarian thing for you.
There you go. I'd like to see that, ladies and
gentlemen. And then we'll see if we talk about how old I am again.
Well, you and I get married, so I can't talk about your age. But I ain't no. But see, I'm not a spry chicken, so I can talk about it. If I was in my 20s, it'd be offensive. But I'm talking about myself too. I know if my girl left me for a 25-year-old man, I know what she getting. Because when I fuck after a couple of times, I'm tired.
You know,
that nigga can keep fucking.
You know what? And that would be, before I go, that would be the one thing that is different between me now and me then. I ain't trying to fuck you all damn night.
See?
4 good hours is really good.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, we get along because I had my share of messing with them young girls, and I literally stopped. I said, I won't fuck with nobody under 25.
Until 6 o'clock in the morning. I kind of get up.
Yeah, I don't need no sex like that. I don't even like sex that much, man.
Don't tell nobody.
You know, I sit there and has a girl sit there and say, how long it take you to get it back up? I say, shit, when the next time I visit, I'm not fucking you no more.
Why don't you come over and watch some TV? No, I really met TV this time.
Yes. I invited you for dinner because I'm hungry. Not horny.
You got to eat. Oh, boy. But, yes, you can definitely check me out at Sierra's Secret. I'm sorry. Yes, SierraSecret.com. New pictures, new videos all the time. And, of course, I always write and you to the blog. And it always links right back to you here at Your World, My Views. Tommy, you know I love you.
That's what I'm talking about. This is my wife, people. This is Miss Sierra, and she's going to be back. And, of course, we're going to get that thing up after the show. You're going to be able to go to either site. We're like sister sites. Well, that's what we're going to end up being, sister sites.
Yes.
Go to one and get to the other. How about that?
And for all of y'all that read it and was like, oh, you have grammatical error? I look. You try typing on an iPad in a car. In a cab seat. That with a driver who's like being really all over the place, you know. I'm sorry, I had a few grammatical errors, but you got the point, right?
Yeah, I tell people all the time, I don't employ a proofreader. I don't employ one of those. I employ a lot of things. That is not one. I never felt like he could fit in the budget or there was any need. Talk to my CPA. He said, you don't need that. They don't audit your blogs. They don't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been my girl, Sierra. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more about this Black Queen thing. Has she lost her throne? What are your thoughts? Thoughts and thoughts. The number 347-989-8310. Go ahead and call in. Let us know what you think. Let me know what you think. This is a deep subject. I got a deep bunch of people out there, and I'm going to give them my thoughts on it, and hopefully I'll get to hear theirs. Again, the number is 347-989-8310. This is Your World.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views, the realest show on Internet radio, with your host, Tommy Sotomayor. Keep it.
Magazines, TV shows, your know-it-all uncle, everybody's got an investment idea. How do you tell the good ones from the bad ones?
The 10 mutual funds you must own this century.
I don't know. Maybe this. Thumbs up stock pick for every investor.
How can there be a stock that's right for everyone?
No. There might be something here.
How to tell which investment may be right for you. TD Ameritrade.
Free tools to evaluate stocks and mutual funds.
Free sell is good.
Buy, sell, or hold recommendations from independent sources. Stock screeners based on what's important to you.
Expert ratings from Morningstar and Standard & Poor's, plus personalized screeners to help you decide which of 100 ideas is the big idea.
It's like an idea filter.
Yeah.
Call, click, or walk into any of more than 100 local branches. TD Ameritrade. Independence is the spirit that drives America's most successful investors.
Trade commission free for 30 days. Plus, get $100 cash when you open an account.
It was just gigantic.
It was humongous.
Enormous, huge bill.
That's actually when we switched to Vonage.
The service is great.
I don't see any difference with the call quality.
More, I can just pick up the phone and call
as many family members as I want. Ugh, why did I not do this earlier? I'm Laura Pruden, and this was my last bill
before I switched to Vonage.
Time is running out to get Vonage World for just $14.99 a month with unlimited domestic and international calls. Go to Vonage.com or call now.
This is the story of old Detroit meeting new Detroit. The story of power and efficiency living together as brothers under the same roof. It's a classic tale of a best-in-class V6 engine with a modern 29 miles per gallon twist. This is the Motor City, and this is what we do.
They rise and shine even when the sun hasn't. They treat themselves well. On occasion, even indulge. They don't run errands. They run errands. They don't see mountains, only little bumps. They know how to kick in and kick back. That's the Ultra Life. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and exceptionally smooth taste. It's the superior light beer, perfectly balanced for the Ultra Life.
At Wendy's, we start with a whole russet potato. Naturally, we slice it, then sprinkle it with sea salt and serve it hot and crispy for a taste that's as real as it gets. Wendy's new natural cut fries with sea salt.
You know when it's real.
And now, more from the man that's able to make even his own dog question their friendship. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. And yes, tonight's topic is, has the Black Queen lost her throne? And I ask this question because I asked these people what this queen meant. They told me what it meant. And I kept feeling that a lot of people who are calling themselves queen, they don't fit it. Why does it seem like the most influential black women are women on videos? Why does it seem like the most influential, the people that they look up to, are in videos? Why is that? Ask these young black girls who they look up to. Somebody in video. Somebody in entertainment. And it's not a positive person in entertainment. Also, am I wrong for saying a woman that gives birth to kids out of wedlock is not a queen? She can be a lot of things. I just don't think she's a queen. And then I think you get one shot at one. I think once you start to have multiple, you ain't a queen no more. Also, something else I have a problem with. File mouth. Who calls himself a queen and cuss all the time? That's a sailor. That's not a queen. This whole idea of being a queen, I remember in the 80s what it was. It was, we've all come from kings and queens. I remember they had the black Bart Simpson shirts that said, we've all come, I come from kings and queens, dude. By that logic, everyone does. There were Irish kings, British kings, queens. The monarchy wasn't just reserved for Africa. But in the 80s, we needed stuff to make us feel better about ourselves. We've just been newly given rights to vote and all this stuff, and we had just started to come into our own, and we wanted to separate ourselves. We wanted to come up with Hanukkah instead of Christmas. And we wanted to make our own way. And for a second, it worked. For a second, blacks enjoyed being black. Black pride was out there. I remember when it was okay to have an afro. I remember when it was okay to wear your hair natural. Those days are long gone. Those days have disappeared. We have become not only assimilated, but overly assimilated. And it starts with the black woman. The loudest voice in the black community went from Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, to women. Woman told me earlier that it's very difficult to fight the machine. That basically nothing's going to change. And I think a lot of us black people have this attitude. Nothing can change. Yet we will try to change it if we hear somebody call us nappy head hoes. We will try to change it if I put up something on Twitter or Facebook that generalizes a black woman in a way that they don't find flattering. They'll try to change that. They'll try to get that changed. But when it comes to something that matters, we won't get that change. And I know why you won't. Men, I know why they don't step out on faith. Men, I know why they don't say much out of the ordinary. Because you guys see what happens to me when I say something out of the ordinary. You can't stand for anything anymore. That is a shame. You can't have a view opposite of other people's view anymore. That is the shame of the 21st century. The 21st century black American. The men are assholes and punks who are only interested and how many women they can sleep with. These so-called queens are allowing themselves to be slept with by these men who will not tell them the truth. The whole purpose of being a king is to be honest because you know this is your court. Martin Luther King stood up, said things that shouldn't have been said, that nobody wanted him to say, and even when he was shot, he wasn't supposed to be in Memphis. Wasn't supposed to be there. He actually felt like somebody brought up this sanitation workers union. And he said, I can't let those people go without a voice. Jesse Jackson them told him, these people are small time. We need to go to where we're supposed to be going to bring big light on our situation. Martin Luther King said no. And in doing so, he sealed his own fate. But he went to his fate happy and knowing that he, in his heart, was doing the right thing. That is what a king will do. That is what a queen will do. A queen will stand up even if they are the ones who did the wrong. Let me tell you something, and I want to say this out, and this will be the last thing. Well, it probably won't be. But I want to say this out to Bishop T.D. Jakes. Martin Luther King didn't run away from Malcolm X. Martin Luther King didn't stop talking to Malcolm X because Malcolm X called him a house Negro. Said that the way that he's going about trying to bring about change in this nonviolent way will not work against the white man. Martin Luther King sat down with a man who had an opposing view. He didn't stop being his friend, but then Martin Luther King didn't have $1 million in the bank when he died. Martin Luther King didn't have to kowtow to a bunch of followers. Martin Luther King stood for something. Martin Luther King believed in that Bible that he preached to everybody else. So he believed that if me and my brother have a falling out, then I'll talk it out with my brother. He didn't allow white people to look at him and allow them to fight in public to disown his black brother because of philosophical disagreements. These are the markings of a king and a queen. See, black women, if you still had your throne, if you still maintain your queendom, the main thing that you would do would be respect your king. If you ain't got no man in your house, you respect the man that is me who runs this show. This is my kingdom. You have the right to disagree with me at every turn. I welcome your disagreement. I don't welcome your disrespect. I'm going to have to use that. I welcome your disagreement. I do not welcome your disrespect. You have the right to disagree with anything I say on my Facebook page. I welcome your disagreement. I don't welcome your disrespect. The word queen has become synonymous with loud, disrespectful, baby's mama. Because I don't hear too many women without babies calling themselves queens. Go look on your local Facebook, Twitter page for these queens, the people who call themselves queen. Go look at them. Look at their stature. Look at their bank account. Their bank account don't show queen. They living arrangements don't show queen. They kid arrangements don't show queen. Listen to them talk. They'll cuss you out faster than you cuss somebody out. They vocal cords don't say queen. So the next question is, what says queen about you, ma'am? What makes you a queen? Help me out. Help me know what makes you a queen. Somebody can tell me what makes these people, and I want all y'all to do me a favor. Go look at your friends that call themselves queen. Go look over queens in history. Look at what the queens in history had. Look at what your so-called person who calling themselves queen have. And then find out what are they the queen of. They don't even have a king. They don't have a kingdom, a queendom. They don't have anybody that follows their words. Queens actually got subjects. They don't even have people that like them. They don't even have no friends. They don't have nobody that when they say, I'm going to the club, girl, 8 friends go with them. What makes them a queen? But then it goes down this line of, we as blacks bastardize words. They no longer have meaning. A dime piece has no meaning. It used to mean something. A thick chick used to mean something. Shit don't mean nothing now. Chick tell you she thick, that could mean any fucking thing. Meet a chick off the phone on the one of them phone chat lines or online with no pictures, and she tell you she thick. You literally can get the gambit from 125 to 300 pounds. There is no exact or even, I don't know, even kind of a gray area. A plus minus, so to speak. Like when they give you polls, they say it's plus or minus 4%. It's a good poll, plus or minus 4%. These women who telling you they thick and queens don't even give you the plus or minus. They have none of what would make a person a queen. I would like one person who has the name queen to show me the things that they have that would make me think they are a queen. Help me out. Show me. Has the black queen lost her throne? I say yes, because she's allowed women who should not even use this title to use it, and they fear the wrath of these loudmouths. Most of these queens are loudmouth, belligerent, rude, unruly assholes. Has the black queen lost her throne? Oh, yes, sir, she has. Because she has allowed the person who has 4 and 5 kids out of wedlock to be the spokesperson for her race. She's allowed the loud one to be the spokesperson for her race. Because when the black queen had her throne, do you know what she would not tolerate? She wouldn't tolerate being constantly portrayed as loud, overbearing, single mothers, unruly employees. She wouldn't allow herself to be portrayed this way. But today, not only does she allow herself to be portrayed this way, she welcomes it. A queen never walked around and talked about how strong she was. Find any literature from any queen throughout history where she referred to herself as strong, and her strength was not, because even Queen Elizabeth, who they love saying was black, which I don't know if it matters. I'm sick of Liz Taylor being portrayed as Queen Elizabeth when Queen Elizabeth, I mean, when not Queen Elizabeth, but the Nefertiti or all these people, they were black, and they didn't run around talking about how strong they were. They didn't walk around talking about how they didn't need a man. No queen says, I don't need a man. No queen says, I can raise my kids by myself. What queen you know done said they've been fucked by a nigga that ain't shit? That they can't stand their baby daddy? What queen? What queen, mind you? I'm going to answer the phones, and then I'm going to go back to my diatribe, because that's what it is. Let me go to my girl Maggie, though. I like talking to Maggie. That's my friend. So I'm going to go to Maggie first. What's up, Maggie?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I am fine. You see, I'm revved up. Am I wrong?
I feel it in you, but let me just say one thing to you before we get into this queendom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I think that if you say that T.D. Jakes is your friend, I think that whenever you get a chance, I think you should speak to him one-on-one.
Well, I tried that.
Obviously. Yeah, but Twitter has been acting up because I saw your tweet today, because that's happened to me a couple of times today. Twitter has been acting up. Sometimes it'll say that people aren't following you, and they are following you. They don't even know. They're not aware that they're not following you anymore. So just make sure it's not also a Twitter issue, too.
But he also is aware of the fact that I've been trying to contact him through the Potter's House or through an actual phone call. He also is aware that he's told his staff that he no longer wants to do a show that they had scheduled. He did this.
Okay. But, I mean, just make sure you guys, if you can, whatever, talk about it and see. Because sometimes it could be just a misunderstanding. Because I've been, you know, wrong about things, and I've felt bad about it, thinking that maybe it's something that, like you said, you didn't know you did something to somebody, you were unaware. And thinking like that, and when I actually spoke to the person, and we actually had a dialogue, then it's completely different from what I thought it was.
But I've been trying to. His staff, who had came to me to let me know they wanted him on the show again, and they had signed him up. They thought, you know, y'all are friends, so we can sign this up without even going through him.
Mm-hmm.
They came to me, signed it up, everything's ready to go. He came back to them after they said, all right, but they put it on his calendar. He said, no, I don't want to do his show. And I don't want to do his show because of the way he feel about mega churches.
Like I said, you didn't get that from him, directly from him. So
no, what I got from him, no. What I got from him is he said, well, I don't want to discuss this out in public, blah, blah, blah. He said he don't want to discuss it out in public. He didn't say it wasn't true. He said he wanted to discuss it out in public. And I told him, I've been trying to contact you. You haven't said a word to me in over a month, and I thought it was just because you was busy.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like if you kept calling in here and I kept not answering your phone call, and you think, well, you know, his lines is 150 people. He just might just be busy and wanting to let some new people on. And then you send me a message via Twitter. Then you try to call me. Then you send me a message on Facebook, and you get nothing. And so finally you stick something out on Twitter that say, man, that's messed up that Tommy is ignoring me. And then I say, hey, I don't want to talk about this in public. You say, how come this is the one you got? Out of all the messages I've been sending you, the what's up, the how you doing, you ain't responding to none of them. But the one that makes it make you look bad in front of other people, you say, hold on, let's not talk about this in public.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, and you're right. And I'm a man enough to admit it. But I'm also man enough to admit that there was a show schedule on to be on my show, and it got canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember talking to my mom before this ever came up. I told my mom, I said, I think Bishop Jakes is upset with me. She said, why? I said, well, after the episode I talked about Eddie Long, I haven't heard from him. Every morning I used to give a thought of the day. He would retweet it like clockwork.
Mm-hmm.
So after a month went past, I said, you know, he don't even speak to me. And I hit him up and be like, what's going on, Bishop? He won't even respond to me. So I said, something's not right. And I told my mom, and this is what my mom said. This is why, again, I have a problem with religion. My own mother, who's a pastor, said, well, you shouldn't have been talking about Bishop because other people are watching. And if they see you talking about Bishop Eddie Long, then they'll walk away from you. I said, hold on. That's what I do, is talk about stuff that's in the news. If I stop doing that, if I stop being who I am, but my mom didn't give a damn. She said, you're friends with T.D. Jakes. You should do everything you can to maintain that friendship. Imagine if Jesus acted like that.
I don't think you necessarily have to do every single thing to maintain a friendship, in terms of you have to be basically. I think that if it's a genuine friendship, then I think you guys should have mutual respect for each other, no matter what the circumstances are. You may not agree on everything, but if you guys are friends, like you say you were, mm-hmm. you guys should be able to talk about this.
Thank you. And that's what I tried to do. And he hit me with the okie doke. I hit you. He said, just get it off of, you know, stop talking out in public, and I'll hit you right back. Shit, that was...
Just give it some time, you know. You just try to give it some time. It may be what you feel, but then again, if you guys get the opportunity to speak and clear the air, then you understand, then maybe it could be something totally different.
No, I would have liked that.
Yeah, I mean, but you still have a chance.
I'm still not opposed to doing it.
mm-hmm.
I'm still very much, if the conversation can be had, it needs to be had.
Because mm-hmm.
I'm shocked. I'm hurting, like a lot of people
yeah,
saying they can hear the hurt.
I can hear it in your voice, and just from you speaking about it, it's obvious that you are hurt.
Because, like I said, I've never said a word against him. And anybody who listens to the show knows I quote him a whole lot. I talk about how great a program he's running. So I don't understand how you could get mad at me for me saying something about Eddie Long, when even if you Eddie Long's friend, you should tell Eddie Long, I don't know about this, player. My homeboy tell me that. Let me do something out of line. He ain't going to go along with it. Now, of course, he ain't going to let people trash me.
If he's a true friend, he will speak to you. Not in public, but he will.
Right.
You know, when you guys have your one-on-one time, he will talk to you as a friend if he actually cares about you, yes.
Exactly. And I'm not asking requesting any of this stuff for this man to sit there and talk shit about his homeboy.
Mm-hmm.
I would never ask him to do that. That's not what I'm trying to advocate at all. Friends should stick with friends. I believe that. You and my friend, you're not even, you can tell me what I did wrong, but you're not going to watch other people beat me down over being wrong.
Of course not.
Right. So I agree with him on that. But me, he and I should lose friendship because I'm doing my job. Because when I talk about Casey Anthony, he don't get mad. It's okay for me to talk about that news of the day. It's okay for me to talk about everything else. But if I talk about a church, because the thing was, he's against mega churches. That was the argument. And I'm like, even if I'm against mega churches, you're a grown woman. I mean, a grown man. You can say state your piece. You can come on the show and still state your piece, and we'll be okay because I'm not against you because I've never done anything against you. But let's get to the topic
because
I want to ask you now. You heard my diatribe about this king queen thing and my rules of a little bit of the rules of what would make you a king or queen. What do you think? Do you think that we bastardized this queen word? Because I'm sick of hearing it. I don't want to hear no woman call themselves a queen when to me they don't fit the role.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, I think it came from a place in terms of trying to have this black sense of black pride. I believe that's what it actually came from. It stemmed from that. Just like there was another call that said that, you know, back in it's even before like hip hop in the 80s and things like that. But obviously, it became more prevalent, you know, with the X-Clan, you know, and Queen Latifah, Ladies First, and things like that. So, I mean, it became more to the forefront, Public Enemy and things like that.
You know what happened? Let me tell you what happened. Back then, we weren't rich. We didn't have these avenues to get rich, so we wanted to get respect. What they did to stop us from asking for respect was giving us money. Once we got money, once people like Queen Latifah, who my thing is, why would the queen ever have a perm or weave in her hair when she used to actually rail against people doing that? Think about it.
She doesn't perm her hair. But
on Revlon commercial when her hair be on her shoulders, what is that?
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure she does add pieces, but she doesn't perm her hair. She still gets press and curls, just to let you know. She doesn't perm her hair. But
that ain't Afrocentric. That ain't Afrocentric.
I mean, but I don't think necessarily,
but
going back to it, but then again, you know, people change. She's getting all these endorsements. Of
money.
Course she's gonna
change
her.
You just said it. Money.
You know?
I said they made us stop asking for respect by giving us money. Once you give a Negro money, we'll do whatever we can to keep them lines of communications open. My mom, who I love her dearly, did not give a damn that I had a stance about what was going on between me and Bishop Jay. She said, this is an opportunity and a chance for you to get make some money, so don't you screw that up no matter what happens. This is a thought. This is a pastor. I love my mom. She was, and again, these same people, if we are what we claim to be, which is these queens and stuff, don't you think that some of these people would have a problem with the way we're being portrayed out in the media? Don't you think
that?
Of
course.
But why does no one have a problem with it? See, notice, again, they get mad at anything I say when it's quote-unquote negative about black women. Yet they'll turn around and like the girl told me, oh, I would never listen to a man talk about raising kids when you call somebody a bitch on your Facebook page. I'm like, and then I looked on her damn Facebook page, and her favorite damn MC was T.I., so another damn rapper that cuts. And I kept thinking, this doesn't make any sense. This queen has become just this loudmouth person, this loudmouth individual, this person who wants to demand respect. It's like a man. I tell people all the time, I hate it when a man tell a woman, the Bible tell me a man's supposed to be the head of the household. And this nigga ain't got no job.
Oh, that's funny.
But think about it. When I make that comparison,
it's sad but true.
You understand it?
It's sad but true. But, you know, I think just like how you're saying, certain people are loud. Like today I was in a store, in Hobby Lobby actually. When I first walked in, It was just me and this other black lady there. We're the only two black people in that section of the store. Okay? And she's on her phone in line talking so loud. I was so upset. I'm like, why are you calling attention to yourself? I hate when people do that. It irks
yep.
me. Like, I don't care who it is, but it just irks me, okay? It's not about you. I mean, have some kind of class, you know? Especially whereas me and you are the only two black females in
yeah.
here. I don't want to be grouped along with that because that's
Amen.
Not me. That's not who I am. So, you know, and I think maybe I have this view because growing up where I was raised, a lot of times I may have been the only black person or one or two of three, two or three black people in, like, school or at a job or something like that. So I felt like I had to make sure
mm-hmm.
I kept that black image intact and not to embarrass my people. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how I personally felt. But it is because, you know, at times, you know, I was a token black person. I couldn't help it, but that's just how it was. That's where I was raised, you know. So I guess maybe that's why I feel the way how I do. Just like how some things I can't stand, you know, that loud talking and
head shaking while you're doing it. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, that junk gets on my nerves. I just want to say shut the hell
Every
up.
Time I see a black girl talking moving, that shit irritates the shit out of me. And I understand some people were raised that way, so they don't know no better.
They
Every
don't.
Time I see it, I get sick.
Yes.
You got to talk
don't,
with your
But you know what? But you know what? I don't think it's always necessarily the way how you're raised. Because I have a friend who he's from the hood, okay? Like the hood. And he can't stand that stuff either. It irks him. He doesn't date anybody from around there at all. He makes sure that nobody, he's like, he just lives here, you know, for the time being, that's where he was raised. But he hates it. Like, it gets on his nerves. It's so funny watching him sometimes. Like, one time we went to a restaurant, and this girl, she was the hostess. She's like, oh, what's up? What y'all want? Why are you talking like this? This is an establishment. You work here. Why? Why?
Hey, but I'm gonna tell you, let me tell you what you just did, though. You explained something I've been trying to explain for years. You explained something. I'm so glad you did it. Let me tell you what you just did. You explained why I have stance I have. I grew up around white people, and I saw those white people were judging me before ever speaking to me based on shit they seen on TV. They were waiting on me to eat it. Last night, I was watching something on Disney, the
mm-hmm.
Disney Channel, my dog. There was a black dude, one black dude on the show.
Mm-hmm.
The black dude was the president of a chicken-eating class. I mean, some kind of chicken-eating club.
Wow.
And the nigga was eating the chicken hard. And when the white boy walked in and said, is this what you do with your time? The black dude, and if y'all watching it, I'm going to show y'all what he did. He said... And then start talking about the chicken he was eating. Then the black girl that was on the show, she's the same black girl who is on Tyler Perry, I think House of Pain.
Oh, okay,
black girl.
Okay.
She's on the show.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? The black girl, oh, Lord, it's doing that damn stupid shit
yeah.
with my voice ain't it. Anyway.
Well, yeah, but it's back. It's on
okay.
right now.
How about this? The black girl actually did a cheer, and her cheer she did, she said this. It's okay, I gotta leave. You don't know how long it takes to get a weed.
How long it takes to what?
To get a weed.
Oh.
She said, it's
wow.
okay, I gotta leave. It takes a long time to get a weed.
Okay. Wow. So
I
they're just bringing out all those stereotypes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, really? This is what they got her saying? But like I said, when it gets to the point where they give black people money, we'll do anything for
mm-hmm.
the money.
Yeah, just like Michael Vick, me and somebody was discussing him today. They were saying that they're disgusted that he has to go to Washington. He's signing a bill for PETA against, dog fighting and stuff like that. So he's like, the person felt like he feels like Michael Vick shouldn't have to do that. I said, well, it could be tied to his the latest endorsement.
You know it.
I said that's probably why he's doing it. It's not necessarily because he wants to.
I'm
pretty sure there were certain stipulations in the contract that, hey, if you're going to be the face of our company, then you're going to have to do this, this, and this. You're going to have to tap dance for us. So I'm pretty sure that's probably why he's doing it. It's not necessarily because he wants to or something that he believes in. But, hey, the man feels like he has to feed his family. He has to do what he has to do.
But my thing is,
when
is enough money enough money? That's all I wonder is, when is enough money enough money? We get a lot of people saying, oh, well, you know, I had to do this for money. Like they were talking about Tyler Perry. I said, well, why don't Tyler Perry start doing a different kind of movie? Oh, you know, he got his tied to his money. This nigga owns an island. At this point, he shouldn't care about money anymore. He should do what he wants to do, not what he thinks he has to do. Maggie, I want you to do me a favor and hold on. I want to get to a couple more phone calls before we get off air. The number is 347-989-8310. If you want to be a part of the after show, the last hour of the show, you got to call in now, 347-989-8310. I'm going to pick up another phone call. Let me talk to my man. This is a new call. Let me see if I can get Minister Harris on here. What's up, Minister Harris?
What's going on, my brother? How are you?
I am well. I am well. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm blessed and highly favored, man.
Good deal. Okay. I think I was having a discussion, or I saw you. I got a good memory. You earlier said you don't mind having a discussion about religion, right?
No, I don't. I don't have a problem. In fact, I have a show myself. It's called Let the Truth Be Told, and that's the only reason why I'm listening to you, because either it's the truth or it's a lie, and I'm with anything that's about truth. It doesn't matter. It's the church, wherever it is.
Right. Now, and we're talking about two things. I was talking earlier about my relationship with Bishop T.D. Jakes, and I also, because I come from a religious background, religious family, and the one thing we talked about that the Bible stated, and my parents would always tell us this, if you got a problem with somebody, you go directly to them. The Bible tells you that. Is that right or wrong?
You're right to a certain extent.
Okay, give me the extent that you shouldn't go to the person and let them know, hey, especially if it's a friend or family member, you have a problem with them, something went wrong.
Yeah, when you add that on there, then that's different, because then you drop the barrier. I'm not a TDJ, you know what I mean? I'm just Minister Harris. I'm going to say that. I'm out of Brooklyn, New York. You know, just turn your life around. But what you said about him not getting in contact, man, is more than likely you're probably right, because, see, one time I listened to him, and he was saying that, you know, it takes a long walk for holiness, when he was speaking about the deacons and about chewing tobacco and smoking but still being in the church. So, you know, I understood where he was coming from, and then I know some people that know him. But when you said he didn't contact you back, if he didn't answer, that's something that would disturb me, too. Because if I had the same common courtesy to speak to you in the beginning, and we can talk about other things, you know, I don't see why we can't talk about anything.
Because
if you're from the devil, then the devil can't use it anymore. But the part that I was saying about how you approach it, because it says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Some people take that exactly to that point, even if they are your friend, because that's, and what I found in the church is a shelter. It's like this cape like Batman has on or something. Like, you know, when you get to a point that they don't like or it might affect them, they put this cape up. And I don't think that's right. I think that you're right. You should have been addressed by him on that. If he didn't want to do it, then he could have just very well called you and say, hey, Brother TJ or whatever he calls you, Samaria, I don't want to talk about that, bro. Can we talk about something else? And I'll tell you why later. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Because
he's
already been on the show before. I've been traveling companions. We enjoyed each other's company. So if I do a show and I'm talking about what's in the news, which is what I do on my show, like I said, he's friends with people. They get to be friends with Steve Harvey. He call all kind of bitches, and hoes, but they still be friends with him. But if he says something against the church, then we got a problem. That, to me, is hypocritical, because their mentor, Jesus Christ, all he did was say stuff against the church.
Right. Ephesus. Paul talked about the Corinthian church. You know, there's a lot of talking about Jesus didn't just sit back. I think people, you know, and don't get me wrong, you know, everybody has their way that they perceive what's written, but there's only one way to perceive it when you can draw, when you are allowed to use your third eye, and your hindsight, and knowing that, okay, Jesus Christ couldn't have been a weak dude if he can flip tables over. And the table, the wood they were using back then was called the shittim tree. And that's a tree that can dig down in solid gravel and rot and find water and go through a rock. You know, it's the most, there's no other tree built like that. They use it for the ark, the covenant, and everything else. You know what I mean? So I'm with you on that. But I want to get to this queen.
Because I was going to tie that into it. Actually, I was going to let you know, I think that's one of the problems. Because one of the things that happens is the black church is one place that black men have realized they can gain power. And they gain power by kowtowing in a lot of ways to black women, because black women have the power. Black women control the purse strings in the black community. Because of this, most churches will not talk about anything other than these lazy-ass black men, so to speak. But they won't talk about them women. They won't talk. You know, there used to be a time when I was coming up that if a woman was pregnant, she had to not only she would get kicked out of the choir. Man, they let her keep singing now.
You know what? You know this is what I again, which I have a problem. I study a lot because, you know, one thing, the word says, study to show thyself approval unto the Lord, and you'd be able to separate the truth from a lie when you stay in it. You know, when I look at the word and it says that, you know, the Holy Spirit doesn't dwell in an unclean body, I know when I was out there using drugs and I was in the clubs and I was doing wrong, I know that he wasn't with me before I came into my life changes and really got to reading more about what the Holy Spirit does and what it is. You know, I used to have a lot of problems in the church. Like, I felt like, you know, I was wrong about everything I said. Because that's the way they would make me feel. But, I live in a small town now. I'm not in Brooklyn no more. I'm in a small town. And, you know, when I was going to school, I went to this school here called Blue Ridge Community College. And I know community college means you don't have no money, really. You know what I mean? Period, really. Community college means you don't have no money. That's how it usually works. The tuition is low and you can get in there. You know what I'm saying? But when I was there, I asked a question in the classroom, and it was pertaining to things like, you know, the church, because they have a Christian class there in school, and, you know, they have a Christian student body. And I said, well, can I ask you a question? Where have y'all been? And I addressed the whole classroom because I was the only black guy in the class. And I'm 50 years old now, and this was, we're talking in 2004 or 5, so, you know, I wasn't much younger. But I asked, Lieutenant, where have you been? And I said, well, can you think outside the box? And I did something. I'm a psych major. So what I did was I put the nine dots up. I said, somebody draw four lines and make sure that they connect and they're outside the box. And they thought I was, okay? And my point of being is, you know, people have, they have their way of making their rules that they don't follow themselves. So when you say that he allows you to talk about the others, but when it came down to him, you know, it came down to not him, but, you know, the church or Eddie Long, he had a problem with that. It's because of the simple fact that what I see going on here, they go from one church and they take the money and they bring some followers and they go to their church and they make sure that they fill up their place. And it goes vice versa. It's like we used to do back in Brooklyn called a round robin. You know what I mean? When it was a slow, on this night, then we'll grab everybody else from my joint, I'll close it down, and we'll go over and patronize somebody else. So you know they're going to get at least $300, because I'm going to drop at least $100 myself. So you can't, you know, it's about money this day and time. It's a shame to say it. It's about money this time, man, because if it was about something going on, the women like your mom, you know, God bless her, that she's a pastor, you know, they were the ones that taught the women, you know, they were the ones that taught the women the standards that they need to live, like keeping your legs closed, you know, make sure that you find a good man and you know, make sure that he has something going or y'all can work together to achieve something. You know what I mean? You definitely don't want to lay down because, you know, God does not back that up anyway. Because
if you,
you notice
the teaching has went from not – we don't even teach black kids no more to, you know, to abstain. And if nothing else, the look of abstaining. Again, we got parents walking around proud of their grandkids from are they grandkid from their 17-year-old daughter now. Seriously, you got a 17-year-old daughter. You got, there's a 17-year-old girl right now, and there's a group of five of them. All five of them are pregnant. All of them asked to add me on their page. All of them got pictures of themselves pregnant on their page. Think about how it used to be when a woman got pregnant. There was some shame in it. Think about when a dude really felt like he was gay. There was some shame in it. Now there ain't no shame in it. Now they trying to talk your 8-year-old into saying he gay. Well, you know,
that's
he
right.
Acting out in school. I think it's because he gay. Let him be gay. This nigga's 8. He don't know no better.
You're right. But see, but then you got to look at this, man. Where is it coming from? Because, see, you know yourself how you are. And I know myself. My son is 13 years old. And, it, you know, and what I tell my son is go upstairs. If he don't get up off of his couch in the morning and go brush his teeth and wash his face, you know, I tell him, you know, you got problems, man. If he don't go in that water and jump and do that water dance, I tell him, you got problems, man. He said, what do you mean that? I said, that's a problem. You're developing a bad way of living. I said, because you'll take that into another household with you, like the woman that you're with. And she's not going to look at that. She's going to look at that. And I said, then look at you as being a father. Are you going to allow this to go on with your kids? Because what I see today from a lot of women is just the first thing they come out and say, well, I raised these kids all by myself. I ain't have no help. I didn't do this. you know, I did this all by myself because he wasn't like this and he wasn't like that. But do it take three or four of you, four of them to know that it wasn't like that? Because one thing about it doesn't change. It doesn't just start changing after the second or third one. It ain't like you drink beer. After the third one, you know you're going to get a little more drunker. You know?
And you're right. That's what these women were saying. I was watching these young girls, and I said, their mother is teaching them that way. And I know you're a minister, but I used to do the same thing with Bishop Jakes. He understood I talk different than him, and my mom understands I talk different from him. We should be able to still be friends, even though we talk different. And a caller called in the show, and it made me laugh. He said, behind every dumbass man is a dumbass mama. And I thought about it. I thought he said he got a point, because I looked at my daughter. And there are certain things about my daughter that I tell my daughter. I say, you are a little girl. When you, and she's just 5. I say, when you get up, you need to wash your face. You need to make sure you when you are using the bathroom, that your little area, when you get through peeing, you clean that. And when you get through doodling, you clean that because you're a little girl. And cleanliness is one thing that comes along with being a little girl. You know, it ain't even people teaching their little girls that now.
100%. You know what? And then when you listen, now look at this. Then when your kids are 20 and 18 or whatever, 20, 21, 22, and they have family, you know that you can see the same trademark from the daughters, the sons, to the mothers if you're outside. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You're gonna see these things. I have a problem here where I'm at because they'll tell me, well, he thinks he knows so much. Well, you know what? I know that. If I don't know nothing else, I know about that. I came from out the real projects, not these garden apartments that they have around that they call the projects where you got a backyard and a porch and everything else. My porch was a little roof, came up that had a little light on it, and we used to swing from it. You know what I'm saying? From the little light pole and stuff, and they took them lights off. Now you can't do that no more. But outdoors, when you walk and smell like tea, you know what I mean? If it didn't smell like tea, then you know you was in the wrong place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The things that I grew up in, those are the things that wanted me to want more in life. You know, I couldn't stand the smell. So my mom was the type of mother. You know, she wasn't. You know, I say my mom because I don't. I put things wherever it is. My mom slacked. She lacked on a lot of things. Whatever her reasons for, that was her reasons. But it still should not have pertained to the children. That's the way I feel about it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wanted a man. I used to call him uncle, and I know he wasn't my doggone uncle. But I called him uncle. I was following suit, you know what I mean? I called him uncle. This is something that why on my show, which is called Let the Truth Be Told, Real Talk. This is why I talk on it. We hear all the stuff about Egyptology 5,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago. And I commend those brothers for all the research that they've done. But what about research today? What about today when these little kids are coming up and they don't know how to have manners? They come to a little eatery and they running around like they ain't got no sense. And they drop something on the floor instead of picking it up. They walk over it or drop it.
And you got parents that, but you got parents that's justifying it. Like I told them, I said, you go look at any young man that's got a father in his life. I guarantee you he ain't got his pants sagging. Because his daddy don't want his son walking around looking like a fruit in no sagging skinny jeans. No man wants to see his grown son in no sagging skinny jeans. So watch these little kids with sagging skinny jeans and go see if it's a strong man in that household. Go see.
No, it's not even just the little kids to say something. My son, I said, son, they got on. I said, you wear them things? Because he lives in Richmond. So I get him, you know, sometimes. And, you know, they took him. Do you know, bro, if I may, they tell you about how this queen dumb thing works. Because this queen dumb, not queen them. But the whole thing is, I got taken to court. I go pick up my son on the weekend, you know, being a good father. I was in prison for some time, but I still wrote and sent him cartoons because I know he couldn't understand, you know what I mean, any writing. So I said if I sent him some cartoons, at least he would see and smile and say, well, my dad, you know what I'm saying, sent me these things. But he never got, I find out today he never really got into those things. So the clock was on. This is the grandmother. This is the sister. And this is the mother. Now, see, I'm the only man that was in that relationship out of the other two kids that they had that hung around and took care of all the kids. I made them all get up and take a bath. I made them all comb their hair. I took them to the barber shop. I showed them how they're supposed to cook and clean a bathroom.
So you're right. Minister, hold on one second. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to go into the after show. Y'all know how this goes. If you want to be a part of the after show, the number's 347-989-8310. Everybody else who's on the line, we're going to let you guys come in right at 12 o'clock, and we're going to get to talk. For the people who don't know, we're going to do another show on Friday. We're going to be joined by comedian Shane, and the topic of that show is, are there any benefits to getting married in 2011? We're going to continue into the after show with my man, Minister Harris, and the rest of the crew, and the rest of you guys who are on the line. And for those who aren't going to be able to be a part of it, I say to you, good night. Yes. All right. I just have to go ahead and end it, Minister Harrison, and let them know that, you know, no one else can call in right now. Now we're doing the after show. Do me a favor. Let me introduce all the people who want to be in the after show into the after show, and then I'll let you continue your story, Minister Harris, okay?
Sure.
All right. I want to let Jonathan know he's in here. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, now.
Well, I want to let Tobias know he's in here. I'm finally seeing him on the line. What's up, T? Well, maybe he's not there. I'm going to go say what's up to Tia. What's up, Tia? What's going on?
Hi.
Hey, girl. I see you calling back. This is your second time, ain't it?
Yes.
Look at you. All right. I know you got some fire, so I'm going to let you on in just a minute. Look like I got a first-time caller, Miss Deborah from 337. What's going on, Deborah?
Hello. How are you?
I am well. I'm looking forward to getting your thoughts on this stuff as well. I got my man always. Tristan is up in here. What's up, Tristan?
What's going on, Tyler?
Not much. I know you got some stuff on here, too, and you're going to make me laugh. Oh, and I saw that story. I think it was you was talking about the story. Somebody was talking about the story. Now, it might not have been you. I don't think it was you. Somebody was talking about this man who shot these three women, but we got to talk about that, too. I want to say what's up to my man Tony from the 301. What's up, T?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I am doing well. We'd love to get your thoughts. You're a first-time caller.
Absolutely, yes. And I'm loving your show, brother. I got to commend you for being real and holding up a mirror to some of these brothers out here.
No, we got to do it. That's all I want to do, and I want to get your thoughts on that as well. Let me go ahead and introduce my girl, Maggie. What's up, Maggie? Maggie, are you there? Maggie.
Yes, I'm here.
Y'all can hear you now. Y'all be killing me with that mute on y'all phone. That's why I paused for a minute. Y'all need to be talking and thinking that mute ain't on and be just talking to yourself.
I'm listening to Making Jewelry.
Okay. You listen to Making Jewelry? Uh-oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. You got a hustle. Now, make it a business, not just a hustle. Now,
I know it is a business. Thank you.
Now, we got a couple more people on the line. I think this is Mr. Solution. Is that Mr. Solution?
Yeah, I'm hanging out. How are you all doing?
See, I had to make a guess at it. But I got it. All right. Got you in there. And we got one more call. I'm going to bring one person in. They didn't get a chance to talk to my board operator. But I'll bang them in because I like new numbers. 918-779. Who's that?
That's James.
What's up, James?
What do you do?
I know I'm doing pretty good. All right, I'm going to let y'all in. Everybody else that's online, I'm going to let y'all hold for a minute. There's a few more people that press one, but I don't want too many voices on here right now. The lines are full. I'm going to go back to, let me see. I know who I'm going to go to. I'm going to go to, I haven't had any ladies talk. So I'm going to let the new ladies go. I'm going to let Tia talk, and then I'm going to let Deborah talk. We'll start there. Tia, we've been talking about this queen, and I don't know if you got a chance to hear me talk about how if they're going to be called queens, they need to have some backing or some of what they're doing. Then I'm going to go back to Minister Harris. I just see him back on the board. I thought he had left us. But this whole idea of being a queen, don't you think that we should be able to judge these black queens based upon the idea of how they live their life, if they're going to have this? And do you think the black queen is as strong as, hell, let's just say back in the 70s? Because like I said, I think what's happened, once they gave black people money starting in the 80s, I think we lost our soul, as the Public Enemy said, who stole the soul? I think we lost it once they gave us the quote-unquote American dream.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I really don't know anything too much about the king and queen history. I really don't. But the question that I wanted to ask was like, I know somebody referred that word to me, and I know that you said something about like single moms didn't have that title. There was a single mom. And so it kind of like, it didn't bother me, but I was just like, well, this person called me a queen. I just, you know, and I don't consider myself no queen because.
Who was the person that called you a queen? Who was he?
Huh?
Who was the person that called you a queen, first off?
Just somebody that I met on Facebook.
Okay, see, first off, he's just a dude trying to get some ass. I'm just going to throw him under the bus right now.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, it kind of bothered me because I was just like, okay, you know, I told you I'm a single mom. You calling me a queen and the flowers and the earth and all this other kind of things. I mean, where all this information is coming from.
I'm hoping my daughter be a lesbian, because I'm gonna say this out loud, and I'm just gonna say it. For as much as I get on black women, I say niggas ain't shit, and let me tell you why. Because we don't care about y'all no more. We don't care about the well being of y'all. All we care about is can we sleep with you. So we'll send you some dumbass message through Facebook telling you how we want to sleep with you, how beautiful you are, how blah, blah, blah. And we'll say this stuff not knowing a thing about you, knowing that once we sleep with you, we would never call you again. But it doesn't matter to us because the only thing we want to do is see if we can sleep with you. And to me, it makes me sad to be a black man. Listen to the black
music.
Well,
how can he sleep with me? He's all the way in Africa. That's just impossible.
Because he's trying to get you to, he's trying to get you to get him to America or to send him a check.
I'm gonna send him a check. I have so much.
He don't know that. Don't you know how this scam works? Don't you know how this scam works? This scam works. Yeah, this scam works by he'll find one lonely ass woman, and I hate to say this to y'all, but here's what men know. We know if a woman tell us she loved the Lord, we can sleep with her. We know if a woman got kids, we can sleep with her. Cause you can't tell me you don't like dick. You got three kids.
That don't mean nothing. Just because I got kids, that don't mean I like.
We know it might not be
mojo,
true.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say mojo. This is because I got kids on me. I like mojo. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I deserve the respect as any other woman deserves any type of respect. You know, just because I got kids.
But we know that
your
respect level. But we believe that your respect level is a little bit lower. Let me ask you something. Don't you believe that a dude with a college degree who working at Walmart or at Popeyes, don't you think that his standard is lower than one who says, fuck that, I'm not doing that because my degree won't allow me to? Your standard won't allow you to do.
No, he's not going to think about his degree if he want to date somebody, I suppose.
Well, my thing is your standards won't allow you to do certain things. That's what a queen would do. A queen says, because I'm a queen, I'm not going to let this random cat get me pregnant. You know, you can say, again, just because a woman has kids don't mean she'll fuck anybody. You're right. But if she said that she can't stand her baby daddy.
Certain circumstances, certain situations, everybody has a different lifestyle than everybody. Everybody's life is not dandies and roses. You know what I'm saying? Things just happen, you know, accidentally or whatever.
You don't accidentally get
another
no
story,
get
and
pregnant.
I don't want to put myself on test like that.
Yeah, then you don't accidentally get pregnant. I got a daughter, and she didn't accident. Again, let me tell you what, and I never say this because I don't think.
And
it,
I like men, and I don't like women. So, like, if I want, you know, if I try to like be, you know, be cool, be natural, or neutral with somebody, I expect the same thing too. But too many guys play too many games. They like snakes in the grass, and that is not even possible.
But do you
know
why? Wait a minute. But do you know why most black men are the way they are? Let me just be truthful. I know black women ain't gonna agree. Let me say this: the black men, especially of today, do you know why they are the way that they are?
No.
Because they were raised by. Wait a minute. Because they were raised by black women.
Yep. That's true.
Tell me I'm wrong.
And being nice put you in the friend zone.
Yeah. Tell me I'm wrong.
Put you in the friend zone.
Somebody tell me I'm wrong. The numbers say I'm right. If 80% of black kids are born out of wedlock, then they're being raised by black women. And if they're being raised
that's
by black women, they've been raised by a lot of bitter black women like my mama was.
Mm-hmm.
See, because I can be honest on the show. My mama was quite
bitter.
My mama would sit there and tell you about how niggas ain't shit and had me walking out into the world blind as hell to the fact that women wasn't shit. So let me tell you what I was doing. I was trying to play Captain Save-A-Hole because every woman reminded me of my mama. This real nice woman that keeps getting mistreated. And I don't want to be the dude that mistreated them. Well, you know what happened to me? I got used around every damn corner.
Yep, that's real.
Wow. I take the hell with them. Yeah. I take the hell with them.
Story of my life, brother.
Think about it. Seriously, all the men who can tell you that they were being nice and wanted to make up for the dirt that women been through, they got put through dirt. You get called a lame man if you take on a... Here's what's wild about the black community. If you go a white dude and you marry a white woman with three kids by another man, they look at you as a saint. Man, you did something I couldn't do, dog, because, you know, I couldn't have did that. Black people, we sit up there and call that nigga lame.
Yep, that's true.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. If, okay, if you think that, like, somebody that I met on Facebook and he's from Africa and it's a scam or whatever like that, then why would he send me a box of chocolates? I don't understand. Like, how
because
can
he's
be
trying
scam?
To tell you that he's trying to tell you that life is like a box of chocolates.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Trying to sweeten the pot because he's trying to sweeten the pot. That's all that is.
Because when his ass comes, when his
like,
ass,
what is going on here?
Because when his ass come here from Africa, you never know what you're going to get.
That's real. that's real right there.
That's real talking. Most
that,
nine
that's
times
too
out
much,
of ten,
that's
they have
plan.
A wife
that's
already back home.
Yeah, this man is trying to get something. First off, if you talk to a man on Facebook that live in the town next to you, he got some game running. I know. If I send you a request talking about I want to take you to the movies, I'm lying. I just want to have sex with you. You got one picture in your profile that look real sexy because I'm not really trying to date you like that. Now you could end up dating, but women, be real. Y'all need to raise y'all women, little boys and little girls in a way where y'all honest with them. And that's why black relationships don't work and why we being bad parents because we're not being honest. You got a mother who's running around who knows she had her child at 14 telling her daughter, you hot in the pants. You need to not have sex. That's not common sense when you know your ass was fucking at 14. Tell these kids the truth.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't had no sex in the 14, you know what I'm saying? I started at 19, but, you know, but I have a daughter with a learning disability, so, like, if I was to play anything like that to her, she probably really wouldn't understand, so. But I try my best.
I understand. I mean, we know. Yeah, we and I understand that there are certain things that you ain't trying to tell people. I mean, I get that. I mean, if
I tell about that, tell about that train with a cap.
Yeah, I mean, certain
you
things
say?
You ain't. I
want to talk about y'all just saying figuratively, you know.
Yeah, it's certain things you ain't trying to tell people, and I get that. But what I'm saying is, in general, most of these people out here reproducing are one, probably people who shouldn't reproduce. Two, you got more women who are having babies and don't need them, like Casey Anthony. Then there are people who actually can afford and take care of kids. They ass can't get pregnant for nothing.
They can't.
The octo mom got more kids than she can shake a dick at.
Yeah.
Ain't that the same? Did I say it wrong?
No.
But if you look at it and we think about it, we don't have enough people who are being honest, especially in the black community, that's being honest with black women. Who the fuck is really being honest with black women? Think about it. Who?
Yeah.
Black women ain't honest with themselves.
Thank you. I was reading something today. Go ahead.
A dude said, man, I can't stand a woman that's a different person to her kids than she is to her man. You understand what I mean? Not saying along the line, but her personality changes on her kids to her man. There's no consistency of character. Like, you got to play so many different masks around so many different people.
Right.
Right.
You're right, and I know. I think we still got the minister on here. Minister, you sound like you had a growing up like how I had, which is I can be honest about my mom. Me and my mom are close, but I still can be honest about how she was before she got to where she is. And that's one of the biggest problems I think are in the black community is problems when we're dealing with these queens. They don't acknowledge that they fucking too fat, even though the stats show that not only are they too fat, but they dying of diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, and all this at a higher rate than anybody else. You can't call them hoes, even though every time you turn around, they in some Walmart video on YouTube shaking their ass on a cart to some nigga in New Orleans song, or they got the highest rate of HIV. Now, I mean, have y'all seen this shit that we got to put up with as far as seeing a black woman? I mean, Minister Harris, when I talked about my mom on one of the shows, I had a girl email me and told me I was being disrespectful for saying what my mom did when she grew up. My mom slept with a married man and had two children by the age of 19. Would that be consistent of a queen?
No.
No.
It's just like you said, though, what I was telling you is why I ask this question because all women are not bad. There are some of them that have learned, you know, from their parents that were teaching. And then there are those who just had that personality in them to want to learn or be somewhat different. But, you know, that the government has spoiled a lot of these women because in my neighborhood, like I was telling you, when I was taking the court, for my son, to which I come and get on the weekend that I went in front of a mediator with you because we didn't get along because you decided you wanted to, you know, do whatever you wanted to do. Like your drawers had three holes in them. And do whatever you want to do, so I'm cool with that because that's the way you went. And I should have been thinking about it too, but, you know what I mean, I didn't. And, you know, and I had to apologize to her for that. But what I you know, I tried to take care of my child. I tried to be in his life, and me coming to pick him up one day because another 10-year-old that he played with got shot in the head. Now, why, and this was at 10, 11 o'clock at night, why would my 10-year-old be outside with this kid that got shot in the head? Why is he outside at 10 o'clock at night in the neighborhood, and his brother is running from somebody shooting at him, and he winds up killing another little kid that he's running with? So I went and got my son. When I went and got my son, I went straight there to the department. I'm paying child support and everything else, and I told him I'm taking my son back to where I live because I feel for his life. They went along with that part, but do you know in the long run, when I went back to court to get to fight with the mother because I'm thinking that she's saying, yeah, get him out of here, you know, this, that, and the other. His brother was, you know, on the loose. They wild and crazy because she was. Man, you know, she went to the bathroom and never came back in the courtroom. I'm sitting there looking crazy because the judge is saying, well, you know, it looks like you don't have any answers either, Mr. Harris. How can I answer when he spends most of his time with her? I get him on the weekend. I don't even know what's going on because the mother, the sister, and the grandmother are playing this game. Let's see how much money we can get. So he stayed from the sister's house, which she tried to collect the check for child support, to the grandmother's house. So I went in front of the judge and said, Mr. Harris, how many children do you have? I said, one. He said, well, it looks like you got three with the same name. I said, no, I got the same name. She said, because there's some fraud going on, and you need to get this straight. But my point is this. In the neighborhood that I live in, I watch how these young women are looking for a role model in women, and they're not finding them. They're looking
Their role model is Nicki Minaj. Their role model is the cast of Single Ladies. Their role model is things that, seriously, I'm not even being funny. These black women, who ask a lot of black daughters who they look up to. Guarantee you it's the entertainment. Yes.
What's that? They
got the apartments over here, right? They got this little thing going on. You know the government got it set up. They got this little property. That's why they call themselves queens, a lot of them. Not talking to you. If it's going to fly, let it fly. But anyway, they got these apartments over here. And I watched a young girl go to a party when she was young. Their apartment. She seen that the young girl got an apartment. Ain't no man, but she got about four kids. They right behind one another. So next year, I see her, and she's pregnant. And now she got an apartment over here. And now, you know, see, that's what they don't worry about whether they got a man that can pay because it's a trap. You see what I'm saying? In order to have a mother's house where they don't want to be because the mother got a man that's running around the street doing drugs or whatever or trying to knock them off, too.
I was going to say, the mother got a man that's trying to fuck them. Let's just be real.
Right. And then so my tongue won't permit me to do that. But anyway, you know where I'm coming from. You know, I asked her. I said, "Why would you get an apartment? Why did you get out there and get pregnant? You don't have no man. Didn't your mother tell you that? You know, you need to be finding you a husband, and you know, and you need to be going to school, and you know, matter of fact, you're too young. How old are you?" I took her underneath my wing. She's changing a little bit, but just to get an apartment because she's seen her girlfriend with one. Because her girlfriend got about three little kids. She figured she had to have kids so she can get the apartment. And I blame the government and the system for allowing these women to let these men, they go around the apartments and see if they got a man in there. They don't really care. They know them guys can slip in the front door and out the back door. They ain't going
to Let me tell you how far the black woman has gone, Minister Harris. And then I'm gonna go to Deborah and see what she got to say. Let me tell you how far the black woman has gone downhill. It has gotten to the point that now when you talk to a black woman and you talk about marriage and having a marriage before kids, they will say two things to you, and y'all can tell me if I'm right or wrong. The first thing they'll say is, just because you get married don't mean he won't leave you. The divorce rate is 50%. That's the first thing they'll throw out.
Two-thirds initiated by them.
Yeah, and then the second thing they'll say is just because you're married, that don't make you a good parent. I mean, there's a lot of people who are married and horrible parents. I'm a good parent. You ain't got to be married to be a good parent. I'm like, but you're putting your child behind the eight ball because studies are showing that if they only got one child. First off, if you are married, studies shows that the child, the father is two-thirds more likely to stay around and be in that child's life. Do you hear how high that number becomes if you just married, even if you divorce? He will still stick around because let me tell you, it's hard to be with a woman and raise a child up until 10 years old, get a divorce, and then just say, fuck that child. That's very difficult.
Yes.
Because he agreed to have that kid with her.
Yes, he agreed to it.
Married,
he wasn't sucking to it.
Because when it's agreed, she can say, well, I'm having this baby anyway, and you're going to take care of this baby. He probably like, hey, I want nothing to do with this. And that's where the problems come in at.
But, Bias, do you know a lot of these black girls, and like I said, them five black girls, five of them joined my page at once because of something I said, and I let them on because I try to be like Minister Harris, you know, try to at least give people good advice if they're willing to take it. Five of those girls who joined my page were all five pregnant, all under the age of 19, and not one of them was still with their baby's daddy. They were pregnant. Let me tell you, black births usually happen like this. The mother is usually in the hospital with her mama, aunt, and some sisters, but never the nigga that got them pregnant. And by the time they have that baby, they ain't even in a relationship. My daughter's mom and I, we couldn't stand each other by the time she was getting ready to have that baby. I was up in the hospital. I was at least in the hospital, though, because I'm just that type of dude. And I was like, we're going to bury this hatchet because I'm going to raise this little girl. I was mad it was a little girl, but I said, I'm going to raise this little girl. Now, at the end of the day... Now, at the end of the day, I said, she trapped me, but I trapped myself. I'm having sex with a woman I know I didn't want to be with. So it ain't her fault that she decided to, I'm going to stop taking the pill and not tell you. It's my fault because I shouldn't have been fucking a woman that I didn't want to be with. That's life. But most people don't want to take responsibility of what their role is in it. But I was sitting there with her, and let me tell you what happened. Her mama, her sisters, and her friends, one of her friends literally said this to me, and it was one of her black friends said, why is this nigga here?
It's your kid.
Wow.
Do you know she had to tell that girl, get out of there? She told that girl, you can leave now because you ain't the one who got this baby and you ain't the one that's going to help me take care of it. But what the hell is wrong with black women that they would talk to each other like that and think that I'm such a punk? You going to talk to me like this in my face? You know, like how your boy Bernie Mac said how the little gay child was in the house talking about him said, I can't have no cookies.
Yeah,
that's how she treated me. I'm standing right there, and she said, "What is this nigga doing here?" Like my fist don't work.
My cousin went through that, and the chick that said it to him was the nurse. And what's funny was the baby wasn't his. Now he knew the baby wasn't his, but
He had a baby. His baby mother. He had a baby with her before. And when she got pregnant again from this other dude, the dude broke out and he said, "Well, you know, even though we're not together, I still love you. So I'm gonna take care of this baby like it's mine." The nurse didn't know that the baby wasn't his, but she, I guess, had problems with her man or whatever, or didn't have one. Was just saying little slick shit like that to him, and I'm like, you know, I know he wanted to say, "Bitch, do your job and shut up," because this don't even concern you. Now, his baby mother, God rest her soul, she died a couple years ago, so he's now a single dad. She had to tell that chick to shut up and mind her business. Like,
and
do it matter? Does it matter why he's here? He's
exactly.
here. That's the only thing that should be important at this moment.
But, Jonathan, you know what, though? There needs to be more black women, and I'm going to go to Deborah. There needs to be more black women who do exactly what that woman and my daughter's mom did. It's not enough
That's
black
right.
women that tell these black women who acting out of line to shut the hell up. You are out of line. Because if you notice, the spokesperson for black women is always somebody loud, somebody out of line. Look at it. Every time you see, even they go out of their way to get somebody loud and somebody unruly, somebody even unethical. Look at how that C. Dolores Tucker woman was trying to get shut down Tupac. You thought she was doing a good thing until you found out she was actually trying to get her own record deal from Death Row. What kind of shit is this? Yes, but you loud and running around with your big teeth in your mouth and being the stereotypical black woman and white people were eating it up. When you look at the State Farm commercial, white people be eating that up. This woman yelling at this man for having a car accident. There is not one white commercial that ever happened on. Y'all go look at any white commercial on State Farm. Not one of them was the white woman sitting there and badgering her man. Why would you do this?
Exploitation.
Deborah, am I offline? Am I off center? Tell me how you can straighten me. Straighten me up, Deborah.
Well, I mean, personally, I wouldn't do it. I mean, I'm not that type of woman, so.
You heard me and Maggie talking earlier. I don't know if you heard it, but Maggie and I were talking about how because we grew up in a white neighborhood, we took the stereotypes to a whole new level. Like, we wanted to make sure that we didn't act out these stereotypes because we were the only interaction that white people got with black people. Other than us, it was TV. And if they thought we were selling dope, I wasn't going to go to school and be the only motherfucker caught with some weed in his pants. Did you think about that, Deborah?
Yes, I thought about that a lot. And being mixed, I mean, you know, I had, you know, the Mexican side and the black side, and you really couldn't tell what I was. So, you know, I really had to keep myself up.
And it's like me. My last name was a strike against me, first off. That didn't help. So non-Spanish speaking Mexican, look at it. I'm not Mexican.
And if you live down south, you know, down south, they have a whole nother lingo down here. You move up north, you have to learn the different language there. So, I mean, it's hard to adjust when you move in. So you got to sit there and be on top of your game. You got to read. You got to get in there. And you got to learn, but you got to want to learn. But if you don't learn, you know, coming up, you just, you know, you'll be lost, very lost, because it's a white man's world, really.
Now, Deborah, do you have that stereotypical sister in your friends group? Because I know some sisters. I've went out to the club with some girls, met some girls at the bar, and they'd be like, "Oh, that's my friend over there. That bitch always come to the club and get drunk and act a fool and fight somebody." And my first thought is, why are you hanging with her? Men, we avoid that fella. That fella that come always don't have no money when he come to the club. We always make sure he don't know we going to the club.
I'm sorry. I don't go to the club to fight.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, you got that friend that's out of line, and you tell everybody else around you that, yes, she's out of line. But yet you still remain her friend because she's the loud one. Y'all kind of scared of her.
No, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to let her know, you know, if she's out of line. I ain't going to let her go out in the blind if she's really
Good
my
answer.
Friend.
Yes. But if you notice, we don't have people like that. Like, again, I'm sitting there. Let me tell you, I was the only dude in the hospital when my daughter was born. My daughter's mom's dad wasn't there. Her uncle wasn't there. It wasn't a bit of fucking testosterone in this place. Except my black ass. And I walked in, and this chick had the nerve to say, "What is this nigga doing here?" And I ain't never seen or tasted her pussy, so she was out of line. She was out of line. But none of the other black women stood up and said, "Hold on, player."
He's standing right there. And like, you know, he's just there.
You know what, Tommy? Can I say this? All right, I listened to what that lady name was in the first part of the show. It was like she was talking about, like, the systematics of the racism stuff. And, like, talking about the one queen, no king. My thing is this. A lot of that stuff in our community we doing is self-inflicted.
All of it is.
I tell you this. We are not important enough to get framed by the police. Let's be real. These niggas are selling dope. The police gonna get framed. Hey, I'm gonna be real. They all talking about, well, this is innocent man. These niggas ain't innocent. I'm sorry. You make a choice to not go to school. You made a choice to sell that dope to your own people, your own neighborhood. They throw us a black school. They got a brother running a black school with a call called Urban Prep. Detroit's a black city. How come they ain't got that stuff? Black man run the city. See what he doing. My thing is, y'all calling these black schools, it's all about financial empowerment. In this capitalist society, the white man don't give a damn about Jesus, honestly. Money scares him. He operates by money. And if you don't have no money in this society, they love talking about, boy, you got to get a black school. You got to fund the school first. You got to pay for the teachers, pay for the school, pay for all this stuff. How you got that? What are we going to do, pray about it, hold hands like Jack and Jill? No. You got to get financial empowerment first and police your own neighborhood. And stop embracing the bottom and embracing the bad. That's how you solve all this stuff.
And exactly. It's like when you look at it, and you're right, a lot of these people, and I'm going to go to my man Tony. Tony, I want you to elaborate on what Tobias just said about. And I talk about this, too. And I get mad when people always talk about they setting these niggas up. I'm like, these niggas, first off, they mama set them up for failure when she had him by a man that wasn't shit.
Come on.
Seriously. If all these women are claiming they man ain't shit, and I say this all the time, if your man ain't shit, and when your baby grow up to be Shaquille O'Neal, you say, it took a strong woman to raise him. Look at the good job I did. But when his ass grow up to be Brian Nichols, you talking about it's because he didn't have no daddy.
Well, Lauren,
yeah, that's real.
Lauren, that's true.
Wow.
What you think about that, Tony?
I'm going to tell y'all something real, and I know I'm probably going to get a lot of people who are going to hate me for what I'm about to say. Because I majority of my friends are female, and I hear a lot of sisters, they talk men ain't shit, you know, why brothers ain't shit. I'm going to tell y'all exactly why men ain't shit. I'm going to tell y'all something that nobody will ever tell you. The reason why men ain't shit is because y'all fuck men that ain't shit. You
Amen.
Knew he was shit when you met him. You knew he wasn't shit. I had a friend of mine unfriend me a few months back because about a year ago, she met this dude. She was bragging about him, talking about how nice he was, you know, yada, yada, yada. He had even borrowed money from another woman to take her out for her birthday and this, that, and the other. I'm like, red flag, red flag, red flag. Now, cut to a year later, he borrowing money from her to take out another chick. Now, when I call her out on it, she, fuck you, Tony, why you got to be all like that? I'm just telling you the real. You knew he wasn't shit when you met him. You knew he wasn't shit. And you continue, and you started fucking with him. So don't come to me talking about some men ain't shit because you knew he wasn't shit when you met him.
A lot of black women want a lot of sympathy. They really want sympathy. If you watch the stuff that they do.
If you want sympathy from me, look in the dictionary between shit and syphilis. That's where you find sympathy. No sympathy for you. I don't have any sympathy for you. When you knew he wasn't shit when you started fucking with him. You knew he wasn't
all
shit.
About choice.
I bet you right now, today being Tuesday, I guarantee you. See, because men, we do what we do to get pussy. We do what we do to get pussy until it don't work no more.
Yes.
If as of today, if every woman said, you know what, from now on, I ain't giving no man no pussy unless he wearing a pirate shirt with a parrot on his shoulder with an ass with an eye patch. I guarantee you by Sunday night, brothers will be at the club with a pirate outfit on, parrot on their shoulder, or an eye patch by the mouth.
And the nigga won't even address you no more by shouting no more down here in Atlanta. He's talking about our matey.
Exactly. Men, we do what we do to get pussy until
exactly.
It don't work no more.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be the nice guy. I used to be Mr. Nice Guy. When I started getting pussy, when I started noticing these ugly Shabba Ranks looking motherfuckers that had women. And I'm, and, you know, and when I saw these ugly motherfuckers and they had nicer cars and shit like that, I started doing the same thing they started doing. Men do what we do to get pussy until it don't work.
Exactly.
Fucking these no good motherfuckers, I guarantee you, shit will change.
I say that all the time on the show. If women have ever said, we won't fuck men without college degrees, you know how many motherfuckers will start enrolling tomorrow? Men, women have the power, and they act like, but they don't, and that's why when they use this word queen, it's like they have bastardized this word so much because most of the people who could actually use this word won't say it because a real queen ain't got to go around and force you to call her that. But if you notice, black women big on forcing you to give them kudos for stupid shit. They want you to tell them that. And Tony, did you ever get the thing that during Mother's Day, during Father's Day, that these black women were running around talking about happy Father's Day to me?
Oh, yeah, I heard that shit. You know what? You know, shut up. Because I don't want to hear that bullshit. Y'all, and I'm sorry, and I know this is going to sound a little bitter, but fuck it, I don't care. The thing is that I hear a lot of women, y'all bitch and moan and complain about the women, and y'all knew he was fucked up at the beginning. Why are you fucking him without a condom? I can understand. Everybody get a little horny. You know, do your thing. I ain't never going to be nobody to cock block. But wrap up. Use some birth control. Get a dental dam. Do something. Let the motherfucker eat your pussy. why you got somebody? Exactly. Why are you fucking somebody that you know ain't shit without a condom? Now, once again, excuse me, you got this bastard child that he don't want to be bothered with because now he showed you now he the cruddy motherfucker that he was to begin with. Now you really surprised. Nah, you ain't surprised. You just
I've seen women, Tony. I've seen women go to court with a man over his old baby and baby mama, and stand up and testify for the new man they got. When the old woman is saying this nigga don't pay no child support, we want to put him in jail. She'll stand up and say, "Ah, this bitch just try. She greedy. She just trying to get some money because he with me now. We'll help him out." As soon as this same chick get pregnant, he leave her in the same fucking position. They done now became best friends. They texting each other, talking about some, yeah, girl, he ain't shit. Let's take him to court. Hold on.
Tony brought a good point.
Tony
brought a good point.
I'm talking about totally different type of women.
I'm sorry.
Don't get me wrong. I love my sisters to death because I know for a fact that the original queen of the earth was a black woman. So don't get it twisted. I love my sisters. However, I mean, and the brothers do some trifling shit too. But yeah, we got to stop this shit. The biggest problem is that we don't have any more leaders.
That's what I said. I said, have you noticed the last leaders was probably with Martin Luther King? Literally, these black men now ain't full of shit. They full of shit. They will say, look at Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey saying whatever it takes to get money out of black women, and y'all giving it to him.
Yeah,
y'all should have immediately said, this man's a hypocrite, and I'm not listening to shit you
got
to say. What you saying,
man,
sounds
we ain't got
stupid.
No time in the chair.
Tony brought a good point. You like that video post on your group, Tommy, about that wrestler? Black and female wrestler, she came in WWE squashing chicks, about to be the women's champ, have a great push. She got pregnant. Now she out for a year. Ruined everything, talking about, well, I always did the one thing every little girl want to do, be a mother. Like,
wait a minute. Let me say this. In the WNBA, there hasn't been one white girl to lose her season due to pregnancy. There's been a few black ones, though.
The
WNBA season is 4 months long at most. bitch get pregnant at the end of the season.
Yeah.
I think you know what it all boils down to. I think what it really all boils down to is that we don't have standards.
Thank you.
That's what it really is. We don't have standards.
We embrace
if we truly respected ourselves, we wouldn't just allow any and everybody to come in and out of our lives.
There
no
you
matter
go.
What. And if you have standards, yes, somebody will allow you, but they know where to stop. Because they know once they've tried that, hey, you know what, there's a block up there. I can't just come at her any kind of way or anything like that. I can't just come at her like this and she's going to take all my bull and take him and just be like, okay. No, we have to have standards. And that's what
Brother,
it really boils
Brother Malcolm
down to.
Said it. Brother Malcolm X said it the best, that unfortunately we as black people, we act like crabs in a bucket. We see another brother trying to get out. We see a sister trying to do better. What we do, we pull it back. Oh, that motherfucker ain't shit. Why can't we uplift this person, try to find out what this brother or this sister did, and say, okay, show me how you got where you got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear us all the time. We bash our celebrities and things of that nature. And but we idolize Jay-Z. We idolize Jay-Z, and I believe earlier in the show you said. Brother T.I., we idolize these brothers. They call our women dogs. We call our women bitches.
Mm-hmm.
We call each ignorant. But yet, the brother that's trying to help you out, oh, fuck that motherfucker. He think he better than me. No, he ain't thinking he better than you. He trying to get you to where you feel better about yourself.
Exactly.
But, right.
I don't understand why they don't see that in me. I don't understand. But then, like I said, we have become... I don't sit around and just, when people, first off, every time I'll say something about black women, they'll say, well, why don't you get you a white one? I said, well, then if I got me a white one, that would probably make you talk about me anyway.
Yeah.
I said, but the point is, last I checked, you are more harsh, you should be, to your own kids than the neighbor's kids. Because I could give a fuck if the neighbor's kids turn into murderers. They mama got to deal with that. I'm trying to make sure mine don't. So if your kids stay up till 4 in the morning, fuck them. Mine's going to sleep. If your kids keep missing the fucking bus, fuck them. Mine is on that bus. If your kids keep eating glue when they're 17 years old, still in the ninth grade, fuck them. I'm laughing. This is more material for me when I get on stage. This nigga was eating glue.
Well, that's why I disagree with you, that the woman caller right before the 10 o'clock break when she said, a woman should be able to call herself a queen no matter what she does,
mm-hmm.
even if she has four or five kids by, you know, five different dudes. I'm sorry, I got to stop you there, sister. If she had three kids and then she realizes, okay, even after she realizes after the third one, she's making bad decisions and she stops, okay, I'll give her some credit.
Hello?
Okay, she's trying. But
we can hear you, whoever that's saying hello. Go ahead.
Who
are you talking about?
He's not talking about you, but go ahead, let him finish.
Sorry.
But if she's going to constantly
breaking up the Vaseline
on bad decisions, I should be able to call her on that. You know, if I'm a friend or a neighbor, you know, because her kids is going to be around my kids. And we're going to have a problem if she's not raising her kids and her kids are growing up to be bullies in the neighborhood or drug dealers and all that. My kids got to walk through this neighborhood. We should be able to call each other on that bullshit. But like you said, we scared of retribution.
Mm-hmm.
If I say something, this one I got to worry about late at night. This one sneaking in my house and killing me, or I run into the person in the store. We start scrapping, all because I told you the truth. Come on, man, get your shit together.
It's
we
a
can
damn
all be
shame.
Happy.
Now you're not black, but now you're not black enough. That's what it was. Because to be black, you got to have your pants sagging. You got to grab your dick a few times. You know, you got to be black. That's what it takes to be black.
I have two sons. I told them if I ever see y'all in the street like that, I'm going to embarrass you so fast, you ain't going to want to be outside. Ever. I don't understand.
I don't understand why
they walk around with your ass hanging out. What's cool about that?
But that's what I said. If you get a man in a household, it's some shit he ain't going. First off, if I gotta buy my son some jeans, they ain't gonna be skinny.
Okay, first of all, we haven't even touched the fact that where it came from. We haven't even touched the fact that where it came from.
Exactly.
Where it came from the brothers that was in prison, and they would walk around with their pants hanging down, letting the other inmates know that it was open season. That's where it started from. And then when they got out on the street, when they came back on the street, and the brothers saw him coming from jail, oh, this dude, he just did 5 years. He got his pants hanging. That's cool. That's some jail shit right there. I need to do that because I'm a fag and I like it in my ass. That's where that shit came from.
Mm-hmm.
I told my son in a heartbeat, you do that shit, I wear out 4 pair of kneecaps kicking you in your ass. I'm not having that.
And it should be that way, but I'm saying...
It takes more than... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You got it.
I won't
you
say
usually say what I'm going to say.
Quick things. I don't say two quick things. First, the one thing black people got to stop doing also is telling these kids college after everybody. I'm sorry. You got to stop telling these kids that.
When I find out
that
college ain't for everybody is when my motherfucking son or daughter couldn't get in it. That'd be the only time I'll say it.
So what else? My other thing is this also. It takes more than a man just simply being there. Because there are a lot of black men just simply being there being run over by their women. We talking about a man that has to take control, be a leader. I'm talking about having his stuff together so you know how I feel about that. Having to be the moral fiber, be that compass, be that strong leader in the house. And we'll tell that woman to shut the hell up sometimes, you know. And that woman also has to respect that man's leadership. There's a lot of women out there that will not respect the man's leadership. He could say, hey, Johnny, you can't go to the mall today. What she said, oh, don't worry about him. Go ahead, go to the mall. Here's the money. Right there.
Well, see, if you got your dick in her mouth, she can't talk anyway, so it don't matter. That's a good way to shut her up. Here, take that. I'm sorry, I was going in a totally different direction.
But no, it's like when I ask, have the black queen lost her way, I keep thinking, it's like one of the questions I asked was, who's at fault for the image that's out there about black women in the public eye, with the way the rest of the world sees her? Who's at fault?
The black queen. We're the problem, because we're the ones that are whoring ourselves out. Because we would rather take that $20 million paycheck than to rap about what we like to do. If you go back to where hip-hop originally started, you had all different type of genres of hip-hop. You had your politicals, you had your, you know, kid play. They just like to dance and have fun, you know. But now everybody want to be a gangster. Dude, you grew up in the suburbs. How are you going to talk about gangster?
No, but they're doing that for moving it that way, for taking it away from lyricists and real people talking real stuff so the white boys can get in on the rap business.
Well, let me say this to you, Tristan. Excuse me, now that's Tristan. Tristan, let me say this to you, and you respond to this. In rap music and R&B music now, one, there's no distinction. It used to be a distinction between rap and R&B. Now every R&B song, you could literally take the lyrics out and rap on it, so the beat sounds just like a rap song. The lyrics sound like a rap song just being sung, and you will listen to the fact that all we talk about as black men in our songs is women and money and, you know, how many holes I done fuck. Think about how many songs you got where a black man is saying, one, it ain't no fun that the homies can't have none. How the fuck is that a song any woman would sing?
And now you're just making songs like this.
Yeah.
The girl sucking my dick, busting on your baby's mama's car seat. All this shit we saying is Christmas. Literally, listen, everything we say is, that's why I fucked your girl. That's why I fucked your girl. And these women are in the middle saying, ooh, but wait a minute, chick, you the girl.
You know
that
what? You know why I listen to it? Because I just want to know what a man thinks.
That's not what a man thinks. So let me tell you about a man named Corrupt who hang with the Dog Pound, who was one of the main ones in the song saying, it ain't no fun that the homies can't have none. Yet when he thought that the Rough Riders was sleeping with his girl, Foxy Brown, that he had gave that big old $1.5 million ring or whatever the fuck it was, he was crying like a bitch. I thought it wasn't no fun that the homies couldn't have none, but that's a song.
And Lupe Fiasco was not the BET Awards.
You want to really know what men want? We only want three things. We're very, very simple. Food, sex, silence. Feed me, fuck me, shut up. That's all
and
we
respect.
Want.
And that's me. That's just like really, really mean and evil and disrespectful. And that's why I'm just staying single for the rest of my life. Because men out here are rude. and
well, no, he what he's saying is he's not going to say it to you that. And what he's saying is a real man doesn't have to say it to you that way. Which, and the reason why white women can actually get married, because black women love to say again, like how divorce rate is high. Well, it ain't high with y'all because y'all ain't getting married. But the point is, what he's saying is men are simple. What he's saying is all you have to do is understand that it don't take much to make a man happy. It doesn't.
People have folks.
Really
yeah.
don't.
You can keep me happy than a son of a bitch if you just give me head probably once a week, cook for a nigga a little bit, and let me watch the fucking football game on Sunday.
Wanna
don't tell
spoiled.
Me you're going to
your
mama's
spoiled,
house.
Like big old babies. I already know. They always like to be spoiled.
Yes, a man is different than a baby.
That's a man
spirit. Yeah, any man that ain't a baby is usually gay. If his ass is cleaning up with you, he cooking with you, he telling you on Sunday we ain't got to watch the game, we can go out to the park, he probably gay. I'm just going to tell you to your face.
You ain't lying.
That's not real, man.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
You know,
I have to say that's not real.
I'm just being
right.
funny. What I'm saying
I
is...
mean,
typically, a man can live. What I'm saying is, typically, a man wants to live a lot of his life if you're in a relationship with him without you. He wants to live a lot of
his life. Everything his way. He ain't even thinking about the female feelings or her feelings.
No,
you know
not even
that.
He just wants you to go your own way. He wants you to have your own life because he wants a little bit of his too. What people don't understand. Let me tell you, black women are very possessive.
Excuse me.
Who's that?
Wow. Damn. Okay.
Here we go.
That's what I mean. I got all these niggas. I got all these niggas on here. None of them decided to give me the excuse me.
Guerrero wrestling. Sorry, think of Guerrero wrestling.
Don't say I got a gang of men. Ain't now one of them tried to tell me you're talking too much, nigga. My turn.
You know what, Thomas?
Let me say this right here is that.
Go ahead, bro.
I cook. I clean. I make sure the clothes is washed in my house and folded and put up.
I did say that I was just joking because I'm the main nigga that cook. And as a matter of fact, when I get through doing the show, my daughter's waiting on me to cook some more for her ass. I cook. I like washing clothes. I like sitting up there. I took my daughter to cheerleading practice. I'm the nigga up there showing her to do the routine. So I was just being funny.
I was just being funny.
That's the case. I'm the gayest nigga online right
that's
now.
That's why I was saying, excuse me.
No, what I was trying to say, all I was trying to say was this. I was making a joke about it, but what I was trying to say was typically a man wants his space, though. A man just wants his space. All he wants is his space. If you watch how a man will design his house when he get a house for a woman, she has a realm and domain over every room in that house except he'll ask for one. Just give me this one room and let me have this room where I can go in and I can piss in the carpet if I want to. I can sit and smoke.
Where yet?
You know what I'm saying?
At least you know where yet.
Yeah, he'll say, there's a lot of men who literally spend their whole time with their homeboy playing a motherfucking online shooter game. Well, y'all gonna have a problem is when you start telling him all you do is play that game. I don't do shit else, bitch. I could be fucking somebody, but I'm not.
I gotta disagree with you on that one because I don't understand the whole video game board. If I got pussy at home, I'm sorry, I ain't got time for the fellas. I mean, the brothers can wait. I got pussy at home. I'm sorry.
Hey, I get tired of pussy. I have a lot of pussy. Yeah. I've never had a piece of pussy I've never got tired of. My daddy told me, he said, behind every fine woman is a man tired of fucking her. I've never found a piece of pussy. I live in the girl bed with my girl now. Niggas think she fine as some bitch. I lay there and watch Weeds all night. We will watch Sopranos all night. Yeah, I watch Sopranos all night with my girl. And she'll rub my back, and I think that she's just trying to go to sleep. I don't think pussy is nowhere on her mind.
I need it every day. I'm like an addict.
I guess I've had it too much. I'm to the point where I have to convince my dick to have sex.
New pussy is a different story now.
A new chick. But no, if you married, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about fly-by-night ass. I'm talking about this is your man. This is your girl. When it's your man, it's your girl. Because your girl going to want to tell you sometimes, it's Sunday, nigga. I'm going to go out at 10 in the morning, and I might not be back till 8 that night.
good.
And I don't need you calling me all day talking about some where you at, because I done told you I'm shopping, and you ain't made that much money, so I'm going to have to use the money I made because you ain't helping. Oh. So I got enough money to spend all day, nigga. So you sit there and you do whatever you do. I might go see my mama. Me and my friends might go get some drinks. And I don't need you calling me. And the whole process of a relationship is most black relationships, and I tell y'all now, y'all going to get mad at me. Most black women are real possessive because they have father abandonment issues. Now, this is the psychology I'm talking. Y'all
that's
won't believe
true.
Me, but it's true.
That's
most
true.
Black women,
well,
when
I feel you. I feel you. I feel that's real talk. I feel
yeah,
you. I
because
feel
if you,
you
notice,
I
have
realized that for myself. You know, where I was going, I would have done. That's what it is.
Because have y'all noticed that most of the time when y'all get a relationship, no matter how y'all met that man, y'all can meet me and say, ooh, I love a man that's getting his hustle on, and I don't care dating a man in the industry. Soon as my ass start dating you, though, you starting to tell me, when I go out of town, you got to go out of town, why I'm always doing something concerning the show, why I ain't right with you. And you're like, wait a minute, you met me and I wasn't doing that. This doesn't make any sense. But they have these abandonment issues, and they will tell you, you will meet a black woman first date, and she will tell you how the next man treated her bad, how I don't take no shit because, you know, last nigga treated me wrong. You walking into a relationship saying dumb shit.
One of my biggest heroes was my grandfather, and my grandfather told me a long time ago, he says that when a man meets a woman, he looks at her and says, you know what, she's a nice woman, I like her, I hope she doesn't change. When a woman meets a man, he looks at him and says, I like him, what can I do to make him better?
Right.
You know what? I kind of say it's like the ladies. Like the ladies, they have a hard time finding a guy. And I understand, finding love is hard. But I tell you this, my folks, my mom and dad, I know it's a number in the black community, mom and dad. But anyway, the thing is, they always taught me, get your son Tobias, get your stuff together before you go out there trying to start a family, accomplish your goals, chase your dreams before you get your family, because you can't take those chances out there once you have a family. Well, you know, I ain't getting nobody pregnant. Like my mama always say, you can't trust these bitches, that my mama said. you know, and once you get out there now, you ready, the pickings are slim. You know, no one ever says how hard it is for a man to find a wife. They're looking for a wife nowadays. You know, because I ain't going to lie.
Because these black women are queens, Tobias. Well, because all of them are queens.
And they have kids.
No, but all of them are queens. They'll tell you in a minute, the Bible say a man find a wife, find a good thing. Well, your ass ain't no wife. You a baby mama.
I'm
a
mother
dude. And she can't even tell you where to find a good thing in the Bible.
She couldn't even tell you where that passage was. She just heard another woman say it. And Tobias, you're right. Nobody addresses us, and nobody addresses whoever in that wind tunnel. But nobody addresses us and say how hard it is for us to find a good woman. Because honestly, all black women think they're good. No black woman thinks she's fat. And if she do, she'll say, I'm fat, but I'm not as fat as.
I can't say anything about that. I don't
think that's
all.
I'm not
laughing.
Making this shit up.
It's the truth.
Oh my goodness.
I can't say nothing about the fixes. I love them. I tell
I'm
people
not
in the heart,
saying you don't like them, but stop calling. Stop using the word thick. You done bastardized that damn word. Thick means a chick is 100. What I'm saying, thick means a chick is 130 pounds or 420. That's a big ass gap.
And they got
how would you like if a chick told you, if you was in a room with a chick, brother, and she and you was like, okay, let's do this kinky sex, turn off all the lights, and she was like, and you ask her, okay, where you pussy at? And she said, it's either in apartment 7B or in apartment 8A.
Come on, man. You know, the stomach's violent.
You know how many niggas you beat on fuck before you get to her?
Well, you got three holes to choose from, so you got to pick one.
You know, what I'm saying is if we make it to where thick should mean something in general. It's just like how people
right.
say, you know, a few. I remember I went to a white school. Whenever I said, how many people came with you? It was just a couple. Well, white people mean it was two. Niggas mean it
right.
could have been nine niggas with them.
Right.
There was a couple in.
You know, with white people, it could be a few. When you say a few, it's three or more. That's what these
okay. Well, okay. When I talk about a fixer, I'm talking about a woman that's a size 16 or bigger, because the average size for a real black woman is a 12, starting at a 12.
You mean real? They real fat. They okay. You said average. I agree with you. They real, but they real fat. Let's be real. They got the highest rate of diabetes, heart disease, and high blood pressure. So if they got the highest rate of these, we can say average. But that's like saying the average.
I'm telling you.
Oh, well, 12 is.
I'm telling you some real stuff.
Anything bigger than 12 is fat.
Yeah, anything bigger than 12 is fat. And to me, anything bigger than an 8 is suspect.
8?
They don't go to the gym, man.
I'm in the gym, so I can expect you to be in the gym. I dated a girl was a size 0. I dated a girl was a size 2. The girl that I dated was a size 0, was 4'11" with a 34. Well, no, she was a 32D. All titties.
My daughter's a size 00, man. I couldn't. I'd be scared I'm going to hurt her or something.
But I'm saying
exactly.
You shouldn't be doing nothing with your daughter. You shouldn't be doing nothing with your daughter. That's what I'm just telling you.
I'm just saying. What I'm saying is that's just too small, man. I'd be scared I'm going to hurt them.
I get it, but eight to me, it should be an average. 6 and 8 should be average. Not 12.
It should be.
It should be average.
It's two different things.
The
average size for a black woman is a 12 and up.
And we need to switch this
shit. We're talking
shit.
African American.
Like, wait a minute. Also, the average black woman got kids out of wedlock. Shouldn't we want to switch that up, too? The average black man dies before 55. Do we want to keep that going?
We
can't change genetics. We can change the way we behave.
People ain't always been obese. I'm not talking about overweight by white standards. I'm talking about obese, morbidly obese. You got motherfuckers walking around
Michael Jordan is considered morbidly obese by white standards.
Yeah, but we know Michael Jordan got muscles, and it ain't even by white standards because we typically are